mwasizemo tya munyera mukama wafe yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Mbuliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet us as your neighbor.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiva eryoyo ya Katonda.
Which come from their creator.
Yatutegekera ebirungi ffe okubitambuliramu.
You prepared us for things that we move by them.
Naye si tennaba kubanga ebeerawo.
Before even the world existed.
Gambe Katonda afaayo eri obulamu.
Tell them God cares about your life.
Kubanga mama wo teyaliyo mu lubuto.
For your mother was not in the womb.
Okumanya amagumba bwe gakula mu lubuto.
You know the bones how they grow within the womb.
Era okumanya ebitundutundu byonna eby'omubiri engeri gye byakuteebwako.
Know how all body parts were put within you.
Naye wakubadde ng'ayogera nti ye azadde.
Even though she spoke that she's giving birth.
Naye kye yazaala munnange waliwo yakivunaanyizibwako kibumba.
What she birthed is another God responsible for molding it.
Yakubumba n'akuteekako mbiina amagumba n'ennyama.
You molded, you put upon your flesh, skin and the bones.
Kale n'olyoka ofuluma nga otuukiridde bw'otyo.
And you came out completed well like that.
Wali kebi tundu byonna ebyetaagisa.
And you have all the parts needed.
Manyi Katonda bulijjo atugezesaamu ennaku ezimu.
You know God all times he tests us some days.
N'atusindikirayo abalatuukiridde bulungi.
He sends us people who are not completed well.
Ezimu nga skini zibulamu ebirungo.
And some of them their skins are lacking ingredients.
Bayita batya?
Albino.
Bannamagwe simanyi alubino. Kugana jaye nga just akalungo katona akabuze
musikini ingredient lack to the skin
na furuma yoga mbonga muzungu
and they come out and they're an albino
na yenga obuzungu we bambi na buti sibu ya kwenyu meliza bwa
kwenyu but their whitish color is not something you can boast over
gabura mwe bimubura
and are things lacking in them
irana mwabage abachali mu moyo gwo kusosola
umuri even you still have an evil spirit of segregation
ngamtali gwo kubasosola naye mpimba sosola ba
but don't segregate the albino
ya kuyiga chafu
it's a lesson our way
ntikadonda sibura nawo yali asobola kuleka no fana na ngai
God was able to leave you be like them
ati mulimu akaya na nzeru wache ni muduga
gozio and that arguing why am I so black
kati kama yakutukiza bulonje nyokala yone evayo bulonje
God perfected you well your color came out well
wali yagala kubera akufure nga simaji ba
make you like an albino
kati wewe ulize ni mocho chakoze
now rejoice over what is made in you
wali wali abana bazali bwangu bitwe minene
the children born and the heads are very big
abara kugamange bitundu tebiteredde
other the parts are not ordered well
wario kenze ko mugundi ebera mu abana abo
have you ever gone to that ward in the hospital where they put such children
obatunulako oluza katonda abaya bera biddo kubatonda
when you look at them you think God forgot to create them to appear like that
ani ali yake ka abana
abo who has God where such children they are put
bera abana abaya musimba
to appear some of them their mind their brain is exposed is not covered others have a hole in the back and the spinal cord is exposed others the heart is positioned on the right instead of the left others have one kidney instead of two and the many others and others have very big heads and these eyes may think they wrote them on There are things which can make you laugh yet not easy.
And you just
wonder, you say, Lord,
me,
how mind much of me I got perfected well. And there I remember Job 10 telling me that his
station
is what kept our spirit being kept well. Even the others they left to come like that if we understand.
And truly God cares
if left the other like that. Imagine you're born and your brains are not covered. They are exposed. Now how are you going to be moving? Imagine you have very small legs down and the head is the biggest part on your head, on your body. Children 14 years, they cannot stand. And they are so big up here. When they stand, they can't balance themselves. 14 years. And they just carry the child. Another, the head had cracked. Some things come from the actions we do under the sun, which tells us in Ecclesiastes that he created man upright and he moved on to invent many things.
Others,
they take pills over their children.
Others
are into witchcraft. And God sends them a punishment. You know, when the disciples asked the Lord Jesus, the other boy we see on the road,
who
sinned? His father and the child appears like that.
Said,
I left some that my glory might be manifest. And the others say they are works of the evil Satan, which he came to destroy.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But in all you see, we are seated here. You see as if God does not love you. You don't understand your
figure.
You wanted to be brown, now you're very black. Wanted to be fat and you're very small. You are complaining over things not right. What complaint would they have made? Imagine, and
have
birthed you with HIV, and you've not gone into any immorality. How do you think such a person to speak word to God? Lord, you're not a justified God. The others don't do their things. Now you left me even the sickness to get me. And you put my spirit in the womb of this woman. Those are the ones who would have had a complaint before God. Because what he tells them now, they don't hear it. All the children were left to get the virus. Those people got those virus and they never seeked for them. Have a higher chance to be healed of God if they give him their complaint. For he said he left it at his glory may be manifested. Now you have to just discover that. He left it to gain the glory from that. Now, another went for that sickness themselves. Those are the ones to repent before God. And he can
hear
this one who did nothing.
Discover
God left it there upon them. That through that he may manifest his glory. Don't you see that? If it was revealed in the entire world, HIV while in the mother's womb, report their complaint to God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. If he was not hindering your stubbornness, madness. Maybe too, you had to be very stubborn and he stopped you like that. Have you seen lame people? A lame person. Yet that lame person. If there were no more people.
The person
bent like four times, but is a Rastafarian. They are a Rastafarian job with their bent body. Rastafarian eating marijuana. They propose to every woman. God first leave that one in that fox state. Get strengthened to always thank God.
Yes, you always
praise Jesus. When he left us, he walked in normal.
Us is given knowledge.
Us is given knowledge. And he sleeps to the morning. And the peace still moves on.
This is a joke,
but the church out there, they are sleeping on tension.
They can't move
ministry when they are not properly get their prayers. And they are in the tongues.
Kirosh ya wangu
endaba wangu wa sisi. In the night at 3 they are awake.
Na bago roko shi.
And they have awoken up. Demons are in the space coming.
Si, fema malaika ba fema bira
bira. Our angels, they are not asleep.
Yes, we have a
great deal.
Na yeka tube ira wo.
But now we live.
Tuta ambura.
We move.
Kuli moyo Kristo
Yesu. We are in the Christ Jesus.
Kugeto mani, kugeto guza vega ili zibe.
Go ask in the sister of bira bira. Every time they're like this. Heaviness. Beating their chests. As you see the
theories,
I feel powers of darkness. I walk and we beat them. Yet they are based in themselves. Now they enter us in it.
Yes, we was
praised. But we thank God. But now we have
peace.
Go there, little littles.
But
the hero of King David,
Israel,
the entire Israel got rest on every side. All the battles had been overcome.
So
and we want that rest. Exactly what he called us, come all you are weary.
And
see the rest of your spirits.
We expect
to see the joy of salvation.
We
say, God, restore the joy of salvation and sustain me with the spirit of liberty.
You know,
people thought salvation is not something
easy.
When you get saved, you've stirred up battles for yourself. God himself, all demons of your clan are to attack you.
Poverty
of the clan is to attack you.
But
as I hear in Psalms 51:12, God restore joy of salvation
and sustain me
with the spirit of liberty. Salvation, there may be joy there. Me, I saw all their joys were straight. When they tell you salvation, there is joy.
Straight
when you go to attack.
And you move
on the way, you are
fire.
Praying, you're firing, you're beating demons.
Others walk
shaking their heads like that. Shaking. And when they say
fire,
they fire.
The
demons on their beds.
And it was
would you put it on a
race? So, we
need to see joy of salvation.
And
the other thing when you read in 1 Corinthians 15. 2 Corinthians 3:15-17. That the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
I look in them,
I see salvation.
I
see peaceful freedom,
pain.
They say, how good are the feet of those? Gospel of peace.
It's a place
things we are meant to be of peace, but the rich are very hard. You thought to be given freely miracles and reached out there. And the anointing is sold to tap of it. But let's leave all that. Let's go in the call of the nation. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. At least we
have come.
At least you thank God for the joy of salvation. You too is just coming to experience it. Ever since you arrived, your seasons are due. God, may He give you joy of salvation and sustain you with the spirit of liberty.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You're not going to ever feel heaviness again. If you've got
stamina
and you are tired, you need the living God, the God of peace, the God of grace.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
want to move on with our call of the nation Uganda. The call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in this era of AD, as it was a nation Israel in the era of BC. We are right in the third part of the call of the nation Uganda, in which we see how God revealed the call of Uganda in the three phases.
And
we told you, you first revealed the call of Uganda within prophecies which are in the Holy Scriptures, in the Holy Book, the Bible, in which He promised Israel that truly He will choose another nation in the place of Israel
to
do for Him the final work. And still we had in the second part, the second way how God revealed the call of Uganda through history spoken of in the entire world, and they based in the truth of the Holy Scriptures. Now in those are some of the things we last saw in the third part. And we see how God reveals the call of Uganda through the prophecies from His ministers, or through His ministers from Uganda and outside Uganda. We are winding up as we are explaining the four visions, and we picked out two prophets from outside and two servants of God from Uganda to be able to get a good example. We went up to see the vision of the men from Austria through the men who are known as men and the woman, Watzel and Emil, those who got the vision of Uganda and they are from Austria.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We got and explained much in that vision.
This
they want to get explained of the vision of Apostle John Mulinde Prayer Mountain Uganda
World Trumpet Mission
and the World Trumpet Mission.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That book known as the Nation on the Crossroads, the prophet safe on Uganda. After we shall get explained, this brother John Kanya from Nigeria,
he too
got a vision of the nation Uganda, and we shall end up with the daughter of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni,
who's
known as Patience Rwaboko. She also got a vision of the nation Uganda. She sees the light of the word of God must come from Uganda to spread the entire world. These are the few of those God
made
a vision outside Uganda and from within Uganda.
Now,
as we move on, get explained of the vision of Apostle John Mulinde of the Prayer Mountain Uganda
World Trumpet Mission
and the World Trumpet Mission. The nation on the crossroads. You know what that word means?
It
means we've been called, yet we don't know the exact thing to do. And we are hanging in the crossroads. In which all nations enter within, but it's hanging in the crossroads.
Now
we're going to move on that issue. But let's first stand on our feet.
We
honor God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And
thank Him for the good work He's doing in us.
We want to
ask Him, the Holy Spirit, and His angels, that they move on to lead us and to help us in all works and in every need. Father Almighty, we glorify You. We give You glory and honor. Thank You for the good time. Added us even today. Move on, reveal us words. The sacred words of Your kingdom. We glorify You. For You told us. Matthew 13. We are highly blessed.
Of
the sacred words of the kingdom of God. We thank You for Your letter. Even though we are in this place, we
give
ourselves to You, King of Kings. Like He told us in Matthew 7, that we know will be opening for us. We pray will be giving us. We too will thank You for You've accepted us. We introduce ourselves to You through the prayer and the revenge and the thanksgiving. Like You speak Philippians 4,
verses 6,
tell me what You need.
The prayer,
Amen.
kubanyi kuwangule nsero nandu kwa watu mesure soka onyoro munana na yomu mtuku warikia hariba wa maji moyo wa mazima tukula we mitima jafu tukula wa magesi gafu tukula we kutegera gafu tukula we ntambula zafu tukula we Uganda tukula we kanisa yonna monsi yonna mkama o ingino moyo wa mazima dawa tukule mbele ngeza ndiri ya katunda otuwa moyo wa magesi otuwa moyo wa kutegera otuwa moyo wa kutesa otuwa moyo wa maji otuwa moyo wa kumanya omoyo wa kutia mkama omoyo wa mkama tuula mufe okurumiza chitafe okurumiza omwana nabwe kyawandikibwa mu Yokaane sura ya 16 tomoyo mtuku warija alikurumizanze kubanga alitola kubyange nabawa era ali bamukuru ebigendo okujja webala omoyo mtuku webala chitafe webala omwana webala lojira ba malaika abatuweleza abalwanyi bentalo abashaguzi abafefesi kada tuongera kubatuma bagende barwanise bulimanyi ga kizikiza bulimpewo zondezo obubi emyeje kizikiza ejobubi upanga ne mubwingula bonna ne mubiwonvu ejili kumuto jabantu itanda byabantu mu Zakaria esule soka onule 18 papo rwabi moromo tusindike jina ba malaika abashaguzi abafefesi basagure mizimu boche mizimu amanyi ga kizikiza malaika abadoni malaika maiko malaika wa muliro nawe itakulero uitemu nengegere nebisiba byonna no muliro okusiba mizimu amanyi ga kizikiza agarumba Uganda ekanisa ne musiona ulinye eliya Yesu mwana wa Katonda omulamu webale mukama watu weleza ba malaika abo ba malaika Gabrieli okutuyamba okwongera okutegera ekigambo kya Katonda ba malaika bo okutesa okutugabiranga ekanisa ba malaika bo muliro okujjanja banokuonya bakulembeddwamu omwoyo wa Katonda tuyimusa okuyitibwa kweggwanga mikono gyo mukama era nga tusaba otuyambe tutuukirize okuyitibwa okwo eri amawanga gonna nga tukusaba kitaffe oddemu okugulayo emitima gy'abantu bonna okwetola ensi yonna bakkirize okuyitibwa okutuliko babe baasooka okutukkiriza ate ku luno kibeere n'okukirawo newankubadde nga wabaddewo ekivume otuggyeko ekivume mukama oddemu otuyimuse ku mutindo ogwo muli nnyo erya mukama waffe Yesu amiina mukama nguwe omukisa weetulireko Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Like we've
told you,
still moving
with the call of the nation Uganda.
And
by name and voice,
Ronald
Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, and
our
Bible reader, Pastor Teacher James. We love you all
in
the name of the Lord Jesus,
Son
of the living God.
Tuchiongerana okutibwa ku gwanga lya Uganda.
Still move on with the call of Uganda.
Okuyitibwa n'endagaano.
The call and the covenant.
Okuyitibwa kya Katonda.
And the glory of God.
Ku gwanga lya Uganda.
On the nation of Uganda.
Tuli mu kanyomero aka kokusatu.
We are in the third phase.
Oba ekitundu eky'okusatu okuyitibwa kwa Uganda.
Of the call of Uganda.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus so much.
Tukutegeza tulabiramu ebintu bya mirundi
esatu. When we tell through it, we see three things.
Atonda bwe yabikula okuyitibwa ku gwanga lya Uganda.
How God revealed the call of Uganda.
Ngereza emirundi esatu.
In the three ways.
Yabikulu kitwa kwa Uganda mugire soka
the call of Uganda in the first way
mubunabi obuli byawa ndiko bituku bebiri mu Bible
prophecies in the whole of scriptures which are in the Bible
yitwara babinji mchigambe echo
that what we saw many things
ingeri Katonda ji asubiza
how God promised
ikwangalia Israeli
the nation of Israel
yarifune gwange lije lya Uganda
a new nation of Uganda
kubere gwange lili muweleza
be a nation which will serve him.
Yes, ye bazibwe
praise Jesus so much
kishundu twachira ba
we saw of that part
ndaba cheetaga musubira kugenda mu
media need you can go to the
media team nebawa abako
media team gives you that message
then ekitundu kitwaddako okulabira
the second part we moved on to see
Tonda byabi kulokitwa kwa Uganda.
How God revealed the call of Uganda.
Mu history babiyafayo.
Through the history.
Ibyogerwa kwa mwesi yonna.
Spoken of in the entire world.
Abisindira kuri kuliani kwa byama.
And based on the scripture as of truth.
Umumwetwazo lira basaji abanonya esibuko yo mugachira.
In there we discovered men who search the source of the river Nile.
Katonda abaragiridde nti ekitayo we migaji yonna.
God told them is the father of all rivers.
Eranga bakuyitanga omugga omutukuvu.
And they used to call it a holy river.
abagamba waliwo essuubi ly'amaanyi nnyo we guli okulukuta kw'omwoyo
omutukuvu
ng'ayeetoola ensi yonna naye ng'asinziira mu ggwanga eririna ensibuko
y'omugongo
y'ensonga lwaki buli muntu yali buli kuba explorer baali bagunoonya
omugongo
omwali okutuuma uganda ekkula ly'afirika
ensi
ekulukuta mutono
mubisi
ekitiibwa ky'ensi
the glory of the entire world
subira okubeera ekitiibwa
to be able to be the glory
eri amawanga gonna
to all the nations
mu kifo ky'eggwanga lya Isirayiri
instead of the nation Israel
yalinga ensi ekulukuta mutano omubisi
which was the land flowing with milk and honey
ekitiibwa ky'ensi zonna mu biro ebya
peace the glory of all the nations in the eras of peace
yesu yalinga tanaba kuzaalibwa ku nsi
before the birth of Christ on earth
so katundu kano katukyasembeza
yangaokusatu this last part we've last seen
katonda waze abikula okuyitibwa kwa Uganda
how God has been revealing the call of Uganda
obunabbi
through the prophecies
okuyita mbaweereza
be through his ministers
okuva mu Uganda
from Uganda
wabweru wa Uganda
and outside Uganda
yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus so much
eranga muobo obungi
and in the many of them
twafuba okulanga tupiikingayo nga bunaku
obwo picked out like four of those
babiri okuva wabweru wa Uganda
two ministers from outside Uganda
ate n'abaweereza babiri okuva mu Uganda
and two ministers from within Uganda
yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus so much
so we twasooka ku mulundi guli
now last time when we first saw
ne tunyonyokako owa abasajja okuva mu ggwanga lya Australia
and we got explained of the men from the nation of Austria
Wilhelm Watzel
Wilhelm Watzel
ne Emily Klein
and Emil Klein
abafu no police bakugwanga lya Uganda
also gave the vision of the nation Uganda
bakatonda atade base ye mu Uganda
the God put his base within the nation Uganda
iranga asinzira mu Uganda okukola mulimu ogusembayo
and basing in Uganda do his final work
ekibachi funa mwaka gwa 2019
that the court in 19
kenda mu
2092
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus so much
irani bawandi kamaulire ga new vision paper
and they wrote in the new vision newspapers
ngabo tuzitulaba
just as we've been seeing
bagamba
they said
atonda atade base ye mu Uganda
God put his base within Uganda
iranga asinzira mu koro mlimo okusemba yo
msi basing in Uganda do his final work in the tower
watu wo bonero
and they gave us signs
omuntu oyo agenda okulimbira mu omulimu
of the person to head that work whom they told us of
yalinga Daudi
that is just like David
alinga Moses
is like Moses
alinga Elijah
is like Elijah
ebi byonna twakamala okubinyonyo
all those we've just finished to get explained of them
yesu yabaziwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
bado bakasanti ne sanduko ya mateka
they proved us that even the ark of the covenant
ekigambo kya Katonda
the word of God
inogwa mu gwanga lya Uganda
meant to be in the nation of Uganda
kugambe sanduko eyo
now that ark
we kugamba ati musajja alinga Musa
to say that man is like Moses
Musa yasobola okuletera ebyomu
Moses was able to bring copies of things of heaven to earth
kana nibi ebyomu
kuri copies of things in heaven
na bitu bikulira
and he revealed them on earth
ile bitu abisema ku ground ibu
we started that last time
ebyomu kweyola bakufoche
ne some of the things you see in this place
kama byogenda maso no kombi kulia mu rugendo lwe
which God moved on reveal me the kind of heaven
yes yebaziwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
atin tulaba lwacho musajja nakubangira
and we saw why the man is meant to be like Elijah
embuzi bazifurumye babagalire
yowe take the goats outside and shut them off the gate
yes yebaziwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
twagala kulabikanga tuyongere mu
maso we want to be moving on
mulinyali ya mukama wafe yesu
in the name of the Lord Jesus
nainga tukutegeza twasoko kunyonyoko kwiti bwo
told you first God
kubikulirwo ko
of that revelation
kuita basajja aba Australia
through the Austrian man
Wilhelm ne Watzel
Wilhelm
Watzel
Watzel
ne Emil Klein
and Emil Klein
yes yebaziwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
watugiriza nti katonda tade base mu gwanga lya Uganda
where they told God is put his base in the nation Uganda
iranga asinzira mu okoro mlimo okusemba yo ku nsi yonna
in there do his final work in the entire world
na yene batutegeza
but they told us
ndio musajja inokulembera mu mlimo
the man to head that work
I know kubanga Musa
is meant to be like Moses
Elijah atiranga Daudi
and as David
iranga ni sanduko ya mateke inokuwa mugwanga
even the ark of the covenant is to be in Uganda
so twachizula lwacha inokubanga
now we discovered why is to be like Moses
wanga Musa yakulaga ibi ebibyo
mu Moses showed us copies of things in heaven
ngaka tonda bya bibi kulya mugongo lwe
kuri God revealed me the journey of heaven
yes yebaziwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
atiruacha inokubangira
yiki why is it like to be like Elijah
siburoko okulwanagana ne bibasitani
be able to fight with the prophets of Satan
That's what we study in the schemes of Satan.
On
to God and his church. Praise Jesus so much.
And
we saw why he still is to be like Elijah. And just be like John the Baptist.
To
prepare the way of the Lord Jesus. This time he's preparing for his second coming. But it's the work given to the entire nation of Uganda. The nation of Uganda. To be able to do that work.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, in the same way,
it's
meant to be like King David.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. To be able to restore the Ark of the Covenant in the church. And that is the word of God.
And to bring
back the worship and praise which is of truth.
The
musical instruments which have the voices of the heart.
So
now all those we had then.
This
we want to move on, get explained. On the vision of Apostle John Mulinde. From the Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
The World Trumpet Mission.
And the World Trumpet Mission.
John Mulinde.
Apostle John Mulinde. God gives him that vision. The nation is the crossroads. And he says, it's a prophecy unto Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. He is moved on to do that work of preparing. But he said he's preparing for the people to do that work. He released the prophecy.
And
nations is moving, preparing. And it passes the ministry known as the World Trumpet Mission to mobilize all the nations. And they understand as a nation Uganda we have that call. And that call
is
to prepare all nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus. And we pass through resuming preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of heaven and the righteousness. And we resume to rebuild the church, the saints of Christ. And this time it's not the buildings, but buildings have been built to save us from the cold and the heat of the sun, but to rebuild the church, to build the saints of Christ. The church is meant to find, and it has no spot, not a wrinkle, and that is going to be taken. It is not going to be taken the buildings. In this book, in the vision of Apostle John Mulinde, of the Prayer Mountain, Uganda, and the World Trumpet Mission, what we are majorly going to look onto,
when
God promised to pour out His Spirit, therefore change Uganda and the entire world.
But
pours the Spirit, the fullness on the nation Uganda.
The mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
The mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Transform Uganda and the entire world. Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus so much. When he got that vision,
he began
to make the lamp stand like you see it right there on his pulpit. Upon which he preaches, where he stood to preach. But what he did wanted to appear like this, though it wasn't explained.
For
I remember the day we went to the Prayer Mountain. We explained the lampstand. For when he put it upon, they put even a scripture there of Joel
2.
But it did go beyond that.
But
when we reached the Prayer Mountain, we explained everything necessary. As we used that of the lampstand they had on their pulpits, and that we had come with our images. And we were so surprised, at the same time very worried. And even great repentance. For not knowing what had been put before them. But the pastors got very angered. And they made a meeting immediately, they stopped the ministration. We were meant to minister the next day. We found they had put in place another minister in our time. Yet people had come for the
message
we had begun on.
But they
said as if he had killed Apostle John Mulinde's ministry, and
they
brought another apostle. And they accused much a person who welcomed us. That time Apostle John Mulinde was not on the mountain. Those who were there are the ones who did that. What I don't know whether when he really had that, he will be pleased of that.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the prophecy God gave him, we have moved in the exact seasons.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we understand the fullness of the Holy Spirit, which meant to appear in the nation Uganda. And then after, to spread the entire world. The other thing of the major things is
Paul.
In the message which is in the book Nation on the Crossroads, the prophecy on Uganda, he said we were made to wave the flag of revival. And we hold the lamp getting on light in the entire nation. But the way we were to hold that lamp, and it was not explained. For the lamp shows the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Has
bring out the wisdom of God and the understanding.
To
be able to lighten to all nations.
So,
in the vision, we're going to be explaining these two things. The outpouring of the Spirit of God
will
transform Uganda and the entire world.
Then Uganda
will be sent different ministers to go in the entire world. That's the wave, the flag of revival. And they move with the lamp to lighten through nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But I want you to realize yourself. This vision happened in the 1995. But as we speak at now, it was silenced. As if others we are hearing new things. And those who first heard some never understood. Now, if
you
not understood, it's hard to explain to the others.
And
we want to explain you the vision which appeared in the 1995
into
the nation of Uganda through Apostle John Mulinde
from
the Prayer Mountain in Uganda and the World Trumpet Mission. Let's hear of it. We are going to explain it.
Yes, praise
Jesus so much.
Like
I told you, we're going to explain two issues in the vision of Apostle John Mulinde of the Prayer Mountain in Uganda together with the World Trumpet Mission, the prophecy on the nation of Uganda, the nation on the crossroads. Some major things he spoke in this vision, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to be able to transform the nation of Uganda and the entire world, and also the Ugandans to be sent all over the entire world and they hold the flag of revival.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much to lighten all the nations.
Now,
like I told you, one of the past year of the recording on the prophecy which was released, and then we get explained of those two issues. The time we are into is the time of getting explained what God's been telling us all this long and to put them in action immediately. Let's hear.
He's from Kampala, from Uganda in Africa, and just even before he tells the story, I asked him, because some of you won't know, in the time when this visitation of the Lord came to him, I had the chance to actually be in Uganda at that time.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus. The brother moved on to explain to us. Those are in the World Trumpet Mission of America. The branch is right there.
And
then the time Apostle Munene called that vision. Already they had entered in Uganda. And they heard that in Uganda there is a great work out there.
They
found Apostle Muli that just got in that vision. And when he explained the brethren in America,
he told them,
some of you may not know what's moving on in Uganda. Now the problem is this. Those who are outside, that problem came from them.
Of thinking
there's nothing moving on in
Uganda.
But both in Uganda,
they
are the ones with a problem.
They
don't know what's moving on in their midst.
Well,
the brother was explaining World Trumpet Mission in America.
He
told his colleagues, maybe you don't know what's moving on in Uganda. Imagine a person abroad.
Explain
them to understand what's moving on in
Uganda.
Yet the one in Uganda,
they
don't know what's moving on in Uganda.
They
need themselves to be explained. What's moving on in Uganda? That happened in 1995.
96-97.
That's when they want to be very
excited.
Nations were very excited. What's moving on in Uganda?
God
does his final work.
Basically
in Uganda. But we in the nation, the first vision out, the men, the Austrians, when they reached, they were very surprised. No one in Uganda knew what was moving on. And both came in the 1992. This one God raised him in 1995. Now it's threatening. Nations expect great from God. Yet you are in Uganda, you know nothing.
Truly
the way you consider yourself.
If
others see you different, you see yourself different.
You
see yourself someone useless. Yet the others say, you were blessed. You were a blessed nation.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But those in that nation, they are sleeping, they know nothing. Yet churches are in Uganda. You know, most people are seeking their own things. They are not there for God.
But
if they were for God,
this
call, it would have been the what is sounding every day.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Let's hear.
Chance to actually be in Uganda at that time?
A nation at crossroads. The Province Iwan, Uganda, by Apostle John Malindi of Prayer Mountain, Uganda, and the World Trumpet Mission. God.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
People
then said they did explain it was English.
The
voice you first heard it is saying, the nation on the crossroads, prophecy on Uganda, through Apostle John Mulinde of the Prayer Mountain in Uganda, and the World Trumpet Mission. We have to get explained in all languages.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's move on. We hear
God's prophecy on Uganda through Apostle John Mulinde in 1995.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. God's prophecy on Uganda through Apostle John Mulinde in 1995.
God said, a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit is about to come upon the nation of Uganda
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus. When God told him in that vision, he told him, the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit is about to happen in Uganda. It was not there in that time, but it was a prophecy saying it's about to begin. He's about to pour his spirit in the nation of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's move on and we hear.
Is about to come upon the nation of Uganda. It is going to transform this nation and the church from what it is today.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The prophecy moved on to say, outpouring of the Holy Spirit
on
the nation of Uganda, it was to transform the nation of Uganda and the church right from what it had been known about to move on to the glory of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But you remember that when we spoke why they were looking for the river Nile, that river was being thought and it was said where the source of that river is, out of there will flow the great flow of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so
much. And
just as we first told you all, we want to first get explained of that word, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the nation of Uganda.
Makuruchi.
What meaning?
Then
how can we see that spirit? Can we see him and we begin to
work?
If the Holy Spirit God has poured him is around to lead us to that work, we want to look at that work. Now remember,
the
outpouring of this Holy Spirit in his fullness, this which have been marked on the nation of Uganda.
It
waked up one day, God told Apostle John Mulinde that I'm just woken up and they want to pour the spirit on your nation Uganda.
But
it was a promise we had awaited for a long time. But when we saw of our call, God began to mark us with the river Nile. But the source of that river was counted that out of there will come the Holy Spirit flow in the all the nation.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So what not Isaiah.
When we look at the prophecy given us in Isaiah, prophecy in Isaiah 19, verses 5 to 10, it began to point on the river Nile. This river was a very great sign indeed, which showed that where its source comes, out of there will come the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Let's read and we hear. Isaiah 19 from verse 5.
N'amazzi galikendeera mu nnyanja, n'omugga guliweebuuka ne gukala. Olunnya olw'omukaaga, n'emigga giriwunya, obugga obw'emisiri bulikeewa ne bukala, ebitoogo ne ssaalu biriwotoka.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. The rivers of Egypt. In that time, the Holy Spirit is made to appear in the fulfillment of the nation of Uganda. The river of the springs of Egypt, what we call the river Nile, it will have to have the signs of water levels
right
now. But remember, as we enter 2000, the water levels began to reduce on the river Nile.
It's
the longest river in the world. The
meaning
of it being the longest,
what we call
the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Because the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the more it's long, end of the spirit, how it's going to flow in his fullness. How it's going to be flowing. That's the sign showing
that
flow of the spirit will flow within the nation in the mighty outflow
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yes,
is the reason why that river
is
the longest river in the world. Now those who know it well say it's the father of rivers. It supplies a couple of nations. But if divide to them, it's a sign which proves the source of that river. There will come a spirit to supply nations which yearn for God.
From Uganda,
we pray for them, get the Spirit, get the Holy Spirit, and they are given.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The reason why the men who search for this nation,
all
the explorers, all prophets who come here, they come when they know it. Even if the Pope who perverted from
drug,
he must reach Uganda.
And
the major reasons they don't speak Armenian. Those who are abroad, they know those reasons
very
well. Yet people in Uganda,
themselves,
they don't know what's moving on.
Have
to discover it now. And to believe it and to do it. God manifests His glory in Uganda.
But we first
vow to stand for God and our country. That's why Moses and Isaiah telling us. Isaiah
19 verse 7. Kwenyini, nebyonna ebisigibwa ku kiyira birikala.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bible yoruzungu.
In the English version,
oyinza obutasinga nawe kigambo kiyira.
You may not find the word.
Naye n'osingana mu Nairo.
You will not find that word. We find the word Nile.
Oba n'osingana obugabo Misiri,
rivers of Egypt. Streams of Egypt, the rivers of Egypt.
Wabula bwebali na. NIV.
But if you have the NIV,
good news.
That word was put in it for they have just come out. But when you hear it, rivers will dry. And what's planted along the Nile, they will dry up. Even on the source of the Nile.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. One of those signs,
he
showed when the seasons reach, now the Holy Spirit is coming to work in this nation.
And
you as a nation have to arise up, begin to
work.
Now we are in the season where even time has passed. Let's move on and hear. Isaiah 19 verse 7.
Nebyonna ebisigibwa ku kiyira birikala. Birigobebwa. So tebiri baona te. Olunyolo munana. Era n'abavubi balikaba. Nabo bonna abasuula amalobo mu kiyira bali na kuwala. Nabo abasuula ebiragala mu mazzi.
Now you know that is moving on even now. All of the water bodies in Uganda, all of them, they have sold them off. The river Nile, the water levels reduced. Those who go there to fish are on a problem. The fish became very rare these days. The fish which was sold 200 shillings some time back. You mean it's long? Not so long. Recent. Right now it's almost 4,000 shillings. Now the problem is there. Even to eat fillet. Fish fillet. Let's read and we hear.
Isaiah 19 verses 9. Era nate abo abakola omulimu ogw'obugoogwa obusunsule n'abo abaluka engoye enjeru balikwatibwa ensonyi. Onyole 10. N'empagi zaayo zirimenyekamenyeka. Abo bonna abakolera empeera bali nakuwala mu mwoyo.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We shall see those signs.
Bwetumala
When we finish the third phase of the call of Uganda, we have the fourth phase in which we see the signs which show the call of the nation Uganda has to be done. It appears like those of the coming of Jesus. It totally appears the same.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But the
pillars of Egypt or the present day Africa, they will all be broken.
But
all pillars of Africa, most of them now are down. We shall understand that ahead. Mostly we look to you to getting his place. Why did God tell Apostle John Mulinde that there will be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, a mighty outpouring
to
transform the nation of Uganda and the church together with the entire world? We've seen the sign of the river Nile, but we told you when we started the history by which it's based on truth. The men like John Hanning speak and Richard Burton, those who
search
by the river Nile and its source,
he said,
there is the great hope of our salvation. These were born again men.
It's the reason why
they had names like Churchill. They were so much in the things of church.
Hope
in all nations else they did not eat there. But they thought the river God showed them in the vision. And he showed them the scriptures, he wrote it from.
So
they go look for its source where it is. Where the river is sourced from. I will
in
rich season put the base of my spirit to flow from there. And just as you see how it's long and how it divides to all nations, the way I'll divide my spirit from that nation, I flow from that nation to all nations of the world. You know, when God marks with the sign of the river, expect the Holy Spirit, the seasons he cancelled and passed. Many nations, rivers pass through them. But there is the father of those rivers. What they focus to see its source. And it was written in the scriptures of
God.
But like we explained in John 7, verse 37 to 39, and they show us that the spring of living waters, and God speaks of it inside you with closed springs of living waters. He's already spoken of the sign of the Holy Spirit. Now that river has been spoken of a long time. But the sign we showed at any time, there will be a base of the Holy Spirit to spring from the nation Uganda, to spread the entire nation. Let's read in John we hear. John 7 from 37.
Naye ku lunaku olw'enkomerero lwe lukulu olw'embaga, Yesu yayimirira n'ayogerera waggulu n'agamba nti, omuntu bw'alumwa ennyonta ajje gye ndi anywe. Onyosatumu8 akkiriza nze ng'ekyawandiikibwa bwe kigamba nti, emigga gy'amazzi amalamu girifuluma mu lubuto lwe. Olunyosatumu9 ekyo yakyogera ku mwoyo gwe baali bagenda okuweebwa abaamukkiriza.
Praise
Jesus so much. When you look much at John 7, verse 37 to 39, he said he spoke that whoever believes in him, they will not feel thirsty. For inside them will flow streams of living waters. That he spoke that by the Spirit who was to be given those who believed in him, for he had not been given. Now, as the nation Uganda, it was one thing to first believe. The sign God already put it there.
n'alagirira amawanga mangi nti ensi ngenda kuteekamu omwoyo wangenaye ng'ekizibu tetunnakkiriza kubanga omwoyo amuwa oluvannyuma lw'okukkirizanaye akabonero akawa oluvannyuma lw'obutali kukkirizaotegedde bulungi katonda akuwa akabonerokatonda bakukkiriza n'agamba sinzira kabonero akokkiriza enkole kyeyesu yebaziweomanyi elayija bwe yali asabira enkuba okutonyawaliyo akabonero kali eryako ekiroakalinga omukononakkiriza nti mukama agenda tonyesamukama n'agitonyesanaye nga yasooka otteekayo akabonero nga uganda
kino
kyekigambo ekituluddeko emyaka mingi bagwogerako
ebikuluuganda
ngayo erina biyogerwako ne giba bisuubiramu naye ng'olw'obutakkiriza obwo butulemesa otuuka ku kigendererwa
ekyomukama
kyabeera ayogeddeko n'amawanga
gonnanaye
mu bubonero obugenda okuddako bwatulaga
obugenda
okulaga nti ebiro by'okutuukirizibwa kwa uganda
butukutuuseera
nga bwebubonero obulaga okudda kwa mukama waffe
Yes,
he was
when
they were coming.
There are signs which involve beatings.
When he gave prophecy in Isaiah
19,
he
said, I will beat you. You have fulfilled what I want.
And
he said, he will not withdraw his counsel. No matter how long it will take,
he
is the God of his time.
He will
by them for himself beat us.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. He will not give up on us no matter how much you want that.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. He will not give up on us.
Or
if he was to give up on us,
maybe
he would have given up on us long time. According to what we've done to him,
refusing to
fulfill what he expects in us. Now he wants to put in his iron hand. You know, when we have been in peace,
it is
our nation is peaceful. And we didn't think of the one giving us peace and is for us. And he said, let me go open the borders. And they
leave
all the wild acts enter Uganda and they understand.
Now they have
begun to awake everyone.
Lord,
what is he telling us?
Yes, we
praise
Jesus.
We already fell down in beat as you have just come.
And
you know you may have come home.
But
as you
realize,
your father already angered and he beat all your brethren's home. Now, as you just
come
and they already beat the others and they humbled. What's moving on here?
And
why you beating
them?
Lie down, your brethren will explain to you. We already humbled. We are in the seasons of fulfilling.
Kati gwona agenda ogenza ozula
kibonafe
bazitukuba dda
era
tukunyonyola munyonyozi lwaki
bakkuba
so mu byonna ab'oluganda
bwe
yatusuubiza omwoyo omutukuvu
oyo
ate ng'amaze okulambika n'omugga guno
kiabwe
tusoose okuwulira mu isaaya
19
okuva ku lwokutaano paka
olw'ekkumin'atulaga
mu yokaana essula
y'omusanvu37nti
akabonero k'emigga gino kaba kalipurizentinga okuyibwako omwoyo
mutukuvunaye
ng'akabonero kano ak'omugga
kiyakateekawo
kuva kutondebwa kwa gulunansi
from creations of the heavens.
Na yamulidde nti awo alikomekereza emirimu gye.
Look at there he is where he wind up his work.
So si kintu ekyagwa obugwi.
It's not something we just fail.
Kati omutume John Mulinde.
Now, Apostle John Mulinde.
Adondo funa okwolesebwa.
As he gets the vision.
Nti ndi about oba ndi mu kiseera kyennyini.
That he mean the exact time.
Ekyokwagala okuyiwa omwoyo wange
omutukuvu
mu ggwanga lya
Uganda
akulukuta okukyusa Uganda
kanisa
mu Uganda
ne ka
kanisa munsi yonna
na
kirina base kwekisinziira gye yatekawo okuva edda nedda
awo
wakati nga waliwo obunnabbi
ng'oggyeko
buno obuli mu byawandiikibwa kati
naye
obunnabbi isitole yekka eyali awo
kubanga
obunnabbi bumala okuba mu byawandiikibwa
ate
ne wajja isitole ayogerera ku ggwanga lya
Uganda
ate isitole abanga aggwako obunnabbi ne buddamu okuva mu bannayuganda bennyini ne wabweru wa
Uganda
omunno omutume John Mulinde
naye
mwe yajjira n'okwolesebwa kuno okugamba okuyibwako omwoyo omutukuvu
okw'omuggulunaye
yateranga nnyo okukozesa Yoweri essuula eno
ey'okuekisuubizo
kya Katonda eky'okuyibwa omwoyo
omugujjuvu
lwaki Katonda yali agenda omulinda owinga ng'asinzira mu
Uganda
ate nga twasembayo okulya nti omwoyo ono yali asekobe mu
Isirayiri
yesu yeebazibwe nga bwe yamusuubiza mu Yoweri
He promised in Joel, Joel chapter 2. Let's read and we hear.
Yoweri esuula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'abirimu
omusanvu. Joel 2:27.
Yoweri esuula yakubiri olunyiriri olw'abirimu
omusanvu. Joel 2:27.
Era mulimanya nga ndi wakati mu Isirayiri era nga ndi Mukama Katonda wammwe so tewali mulala. N'abantu bange tebalikwatibwa nsonyi olw'abirimu omunaana. Awo lulituuka oluvannyuma ndifuka omwoyo gwange ku bonna abalina omubiri kale batabani bammwe ne bawala bammwe baliragula abakadde bammwe baliroota ebirooto abalenzi bammwe baliraba okwolesebwa olw'abirimu omwenda era ne ku baddu ne ku bazaana mu nnaku ezo kwendifuka omwoyo gwange
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
According to
what God promised in the book of Joel, Joel chapter
2,
he showed you will pour his spirit in his people, on all people with flesh. In that time there will be visions, there will be dreams. You'll pour his spirit on all those, right from a servant who works in your home.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Right from a house boy or girl, the servant in your house.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, in all that God's promise, he must fulfill it in Israel. That
the
Holy Spirit appeared in the Acts
2
in the tongues of fire. That Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and
it
moved like that. The nation from Israel.
Europe.
And they moved to Europe,
Roma,
in the Rome,
Italy,
Italy. Moved on to England. That's where he began the church, the Protestant church.
The Protestants. Then America.
And he entered America. But in the coming in Uganda, wants to pour it when he's renewed in, when the spirit at first brought in silence, and he comes back in the mighty power. You know, the Holy Spirit had rested for some time.
And
we look for him, we don't see him. That's
what
people have felt on the powers which they have now.
Now,
the Holy Spirit kept silent and rated. Renewing all his systems.
You
think of the time how it is.
And
he's doing other works, but he's still ordering works of church. He's ordering the system.
The system is shut down.
Like he says, it will be shut down till it will be ordered.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But the Holy Spirit, when you look on the Acts
2,
he has ever been poured out in his fullness on the apostles, on the nation Israel.
So,
now we want to look at
mighty outpouring.
How does it happen?
How
does he appear in his fullness when he's poured?
We
need to begin to see that indeed he's in Uganda. We need him to be in us.
And
then we begin lighting to all nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now when we look at the Acts 2, we are told like this. Acts 2 from verse 1.
Awo lunaku lwa Pentekoti bwe lwatuuka, bonna baali wamu mu kifo kimu. Olunya olwokubiri, amangu ago okuwuuma ne kuva mu ggulu ng'empewo ewuuma n'amaanyi, ne kujjuza ennyumba yonna mwe baali batudde. Olunya olwokusatu, ne kulabika ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeeyawuddemu, buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mbikola abatume essula eno eyokubiri.
In the Acts chapter 2.
Abatume bwe baali nga bakuŋŋaanye.
When the apostles had gathered.
Ne wajja okuwuuma okw'amaanyi.
There came a mighty sound.
Yesu yeebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Nti bonna abatume bwe baali batudde.
That all the apostles where they had sat.
Mu kifo ekyo ekyawaggulu.
In the place in the upper room.
Ne kujja kubo ennimi.
And upon them came tongues of fire. And all were filled of the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So what we want to discover here is fullness of the Holy Spirit. How does it appear? How is it filled?
Mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Call mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
The
mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. How does it appear? Is that Apostle Molinde spoke of that it will happen in Uganda?
Yes,
praise Jesus. So much. When you look at the Acts 2, verses 4, it tells us this. Acts 2, verses
4. Nebatanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Tibagambye kwalabika kubonga ennimi ez'omuliro.
It appeared upon them tongues of fire.
Bonna ne bajjuzibwa omwoyo.
And all were filled of the Spirit.
Awono ne balyoka batanula okwogera ennimi.
And they began to speak.
Ennimi ez'enjawulo ez'amawanga ag'enjawulo.
Of the different nations.
Ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa.
As the Spirit gave them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Ne tuhagala kuzuula.
But we want to discover.
Omwoyo ono alabikira mu nnimi z'omuliro. Abeera ati.
Spirit appearing in tongues of fire.
Obujjuvu bwe bubeera butya?
How is his fullness?
Yes, praise
Jesus.
N'ekirala.
And the other.
Lwaki yasobola okubawa ennimi ez'amawanga gonna?
Why was he able to give them tongues of all the other nations?
Omanyi waliwo ennimi ze mbadde mwogera.
You know there are tongues you've been speaking.
Na si z'omwoyo
ogwo. And they are not of the Holy Spirit.
Bwaba omuntu kubwa abaana akuwa ennimi.
When the Holy Spirit is to give you tongues.
Asooka kuwaza amawanga agali
wansi. First gives you of the nations on this world.
Omanyi amawanga agali ku nsi n'ennimi ze
mwogera. Nations of the world and the tongues they speak.
Mu Uganda olina ennimi nga bibiri.
In your hand you have like 200 languages to speak.
Mu Uganda mwokka.
Only in Uganda.
But go tell the amawanga.
Imagine all the other nations of the world.
Go tuli mambo yogera za bamalaika.
You receive us to speak tongues of angels.
Tonda bana kuogera lwa kuwa mtu wawa.
Yet even spoken a tongue of a person of the world. Even in Uganda.
Mbo sokera ku lwa bamalaika.
You start on the tongues of the angels.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Soko obuze omwoyo mutukuvu sebo.
First ask the Holy Spirit.
Juzi wasoko okujjuza
abantu. That's time when you fill the people.
Baso kani boogera ennimi z'abantu
bonna abaliwo. Tongues of all people on the world.
Kakati gwe kikundi ekisobola abamalayika lwe sitategeera nako.
Make me speak of the angels which I don't understand.
Tewali na muntu ampulira.
No one hears me even.
Naye nga twagala okumanya.
But we want to know.
Mwe abalowooza bulijjo ndi mujjuzibwa
omwoyo. You think all along you've been filled of the Spirit.
Era mwoyo ki ogwo?
And what Spirit is that?
Ka twagala okutegeeza obujjuvu bw'omwoyo mutukuvu.
To tell you the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Eyakka mu nnimi ez'omuliro abeera afaanana
atya? In the tongues of fire, how does he appear?
Era bw'ojjuzibwa.
And when you're filled.
Obeera mu nnimi ng'oyogera.
Are you in the tongues?
Ebirala byogera maaso n'okukola.
Or there are other things you move on to do.
Era okuva ku luno.
And right from then.
Bwe baayogera ennimi bikola abatume.
When they spoke tongues in the Acts.
Wabasingana bali ku kkubo ze boogera.
If you find them on the road. Speak them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ebintu bingi ebibeera ebyokukolebwa.
Many things are to be done.
Ebyokulagibwa ebiva mu kuyiibwako mu bitukuvu mu bujjuvu.
Come from the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So
era ennimi omutukuvu oyo abeera asazigaba nga kirabo.
And the tongues the Spirit gives them as a gift.
Namba kolisi ekisooka
12.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
N'essula eri ekkumi n'ennya.
And the verse 14.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So much.
Agenda maaso n'okuba nga ennimi wabazigaba azigaba nga
kirabo. When He gives tongues, He gives them as a gift.
Naye twagala okwebuuza obujjuvu bw'omwoyo
mutukuvu. Ask fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga gwe baatulaga alina okuba mu Uganda.
Well, the one they showed us meant to be in Uganda.
Mu bunnabbi.
In prophecies.
Mu byafaayo.
In the history.
Ne mu bunnabbi obufulumye.
In the prophecies release.
Ogenda mu maaso n'okulaga nti mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Show the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Ogamba okuyibwa kw'omwoyo omutukuvu okw'omuggulu.
The mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Okusinga amaanyi.
The mighty.
nakusinzira ku besi y'omugga guli
kiyiraomugga
ogusinga obuwanvu mu nsi
yonna
ogukyasinza okugabira amawanga
amangiyesu
yebazibwe akabonero k'omwoyo agenda okuva mu uganda okugabanya
amawangaagenda
kuba afaanana atya era afaanana atya yesu yebazibwe so mubigambo
ebyo
bw'otunulira mbikoa abatuma agamba bikola by'abatume essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Acts chapter 2 verses 5.
Waliwo mu Yerusaalemi Abayudaaya nga batudde abantu abeegendereza abaava mu buli ggwanga ly'abantu wansi w'eggulu. Olunya olw'omukaaga. Okuwuma okwo bwe kwabaawo ekibiina ne kikuŋŋaana ne kisamaalirira kubanga baawulira buli muntu nga boogera mu lulimi lw'ewaabwe.
Yes, praise Jesus. Now the Holy Spirit, the fullness of His we are to see.
If we believe
His presence like in this time,
you preach and
you find the Chinese immediately will speak Chinese language.
Akuwulire bulungi omubuliranjiri mu China
naye nga
gwe wano oba ofulumya awulira oyogera Luganda ng'ayogera
Oluganda.
Naye nga mutegeeragana bulungi
nnyo. But you relate and understand very well.
Bakubino manye kanisa mugenze ne mufuna
ekijjamu. You know, church, you've got the problem.
Waliwo omwoyo ogwayingira waawo.
An evil spirit entered in there.
Omubi ogubogeza ebitasaana.
An evil spirit make you speak things useless.
Ne mulowooza nti muli mu nnimi
mwogo. And you think you are speaking the tongues.
N'omubbi omusanga ayogera nnimi.
Even a thief, you find him speaking the immoral person.
Owettima.
The one who is hard-hearted.
Owembeera zembi zonna.
The one with a funny character.
Aliyo mwayogera nnimi bwajjuziddwa
omwoyo.
So twagala kwogera ku kuyibwa kw'omuntu kuvuna okwako okw'amaanyi. Abeera atya ng'ajjudde? Kubanga bano babadde batuwa akabonero. Otunuulira nnyo bikola tumesuleyo ku nnyo
n'okusaba.
Ayogera bw'ati. Ebikola by'abatume essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri lwakusatu. Ne kulabika ku bo ennimi ez'omuliro nga zeeyawuddemu. Buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu. Yesu yebazibwe. Ne kulabika ku bo ennimi nga
ez'omuliro
nga
zeeyawuddemu.
Olulimi lwatuula ku
muntu.
Ozzi zino ennimi olaba
zaani?
Twagala kuzuula omuntukuvu yali atya mu nnimi
ez'omuliro.
Eyajjula ku baki? Era oyo gwe tusuubizibwa nti ajjamu nti yazze mu Uganda
sikujjanabuziye
waali ayagala bamukkiriza
tutandika okukola.
Yesu yebazibwe. Kubanga bw'aba atukwasaganya mu kubikulu b'essuula ey'okuna onyola
okutaanuatulaga
nti omwoyo yaka mu nnimi
ez'omuliro
abeera mu bujjuvu obw'emyo omusanvu.
Ka
tusomeyo owulire.
Let's read there and we hear.
Okubikkulirwa essuula ey'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Revelations 4 verses 5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. N'ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda. Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus Omar.
Nti ne ku ntebe
that even from the throne
waali kuvaako amaloboozi n'okubwatuka.
Sounding bells of thunder.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era ne mu maaso g'entebe.
Even before the throne.
Nga waliwo ttabaazi ez'omuliro
musanvu. And there were lamps blazing with fire, seven lamps.
Y'emyoyo omusanvu egya.
There are the seven spirits of God.
Tulabye ebikolwa by'abatume essuula ey'okubiri.
We've seen in the Acts 2.
Onyola okusa n'olw'okuna.
Verse 3 and 4.
Omwoyo yakka mu nnimi ez'omuliro.
The spirit came in the tongues of fire.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so
much. Okubikkulirwa essuula ey'okuna n'onyola okutaano.
Revelations 4:5.
Ne batulaga.
They showed us.
Emyoyo omusanvu.
The seven spirits.
Egirabikira mu nnimi omusanvu
ez'omuliro. Tongues of fire.
Kubanga alaba a lampstand musanvu.
For he saw seven lampstands.
Naziriko ennimi ez'omuliro.
And they are blazing with fire.
N'atunyonyola gy'emyoyo omusanvu
egya. Explained us that the seven spirits of God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So mu kigambo kino twagala kuleetera ki?
This word we want to bring word.
Nti omuntu bw'aba ayagala okumanya obujjuvu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu oba buteekebwa obuyiibwa.
The outpouring of the fullness.
Alina okubanga amaze okubikkulirwa emyoyo omusanvu
egya. Must have been revealed of the seven spirits of God.
Kubanga ffe bwe tuba okugamba nti tudda mu kifo ng'eggwanga lya
Isirayiri. When we say we are getting in the place of Israel.
Omwoyo omutukuvu yalabikira mu ggwanga lya Isirayiri obujjuvu bwe bwali bwe
buti. Who appeared in Israel, his fullness was like this.
Bwe yasooka okulabikira
kwingira mu kikondo ky'ettabaazi n'asembayo ng'ajjira mu kabonero
ak'ejjuba
yesu yebazibwe
naye
nga obujjuvu bwe bwali bwatulagibwa
kubanga
akabonero k'ekikondo
ky'ettaala
kaluddeyo ebbanga ddene mu
Isirayiri
okuva ku mulembe gwa Mose
mukama
we yasooka omubikulira ebyo
by'omubunaye
bwesubira lwaki kikomya omubiro
era
lwaki mu Uganda
kwe
kuyitibwa n'endagaano
n'ekitiibwa
kya mukama
eggwanga
lya Uganda nga bwe byali ku ggwanga lya Isirayiri
nga
bwe byali oba ekigambo ekyo otera okiwulira nga bwe byali kweggamba ebintu Katonda bye yali yasooka okulaga mu ggwanga lya
Isirayiri
yasazeewo okukomawo abirage mu ng'ayita mu ggwanga lya
Uganda
ate kulumo nga biri mu bujjuvu obw'okumanya
kwennyini
yesu yebazibwe
so
omutume John Mulinde
okwolesebwa
okwamuweebwa
okw'okuyiibwa
kw'omwoyo omutukuvu
okw'omuggookukyusa
Uganda
n'ekkanisa
okwetoola ensi
yonna
kulimu okulabisibwa kw'omwoyo omutukuvu obujjuvu obwo naye ngera ffe ng'ekkanisa tulina okuba nga tumaze okubikkulirwa
nti
omwoyo oyo mu bujjuvu abeera
atya
era embeera mukola naye mukola naye mutya
kubanga
obujjuvu bwe bwe obutegeere
omanya
bw'oyinza okusenako yesu
yebazibwe
ate toyinza kumumalawo
yesu
yebazibwe naye nga batugambye okusenera mu kubikkula essuula
ey'okutaano Revelations
4,
verses 5. Let's repeat it and we hear.
Revelations 4,
5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. Ne tabaza omusango ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe. Jemyo y'omusango egya Katonda.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Ne tabaza ki?
Even the seven lamps of fire.
Omusango egya Katonda. Ez'omuliro.
The seven lamps
nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe ya
Katonda
ne batugamba gy'emyomusango
egyakati
abajjuzibwa omwoyo mu bikolwa
tumesobolaokubiri
siyinza kugamba nti baabikulibwa nnyo ki kye baali
bajjuzibwa
naye era nga bajjuzibwa okusinziira ku njiri gye
baafulumye
n'ebikulu bye baakola
byali
bikolebwa mu bujjuvu bw'omwoyo
omutukuvuyesu
yebazibwe
naye
omwoyo omutukuvu yasooka n'asalire nti ng'emyaka egiyise ng'alinda okulinyowenga ng'asinziira mu
Uganda
ekizibu ekibaddewo
bwe
tetwasooka kubikkulirwa obujjuvu obwo bugenda kubeera butya
wabula
twawulira nti omwoyo agenda kuyibwa mu
bujjuvu
ng'asinziira mu ggwanga lya Uganda
okukola
mu nsi yonna kati batulaze nti abasajja abatume abajjuzibwa
omwoyo
abatume essuula ey'okubiri n'olwokusatu n'olwokuna
ne
batulaga nti bajjako ennimi ng'ez'omuliro
wabula
ate okunyonyoka ekubadde kutulaga
nga
bwe tusome mu kubikkulirwa
essuula
y'okunoonya
olw'okutaka
batulaze nti omwoyo alabikira mu nnimi
z'omuliro
alagibwa mu myoyo musanvu yesu yebazibwe
ekitegeezo
otandise okuzuula obujjuvu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu omanyi ffe nga
Uganda
n'emikwano gyaffe ne bonna abaagala okuweereza Katonda
okwetoola
ensi yonna tuba tulina okubikulirwa ekyo
kyetutambuliramu
tugende ng'otambula tutambulira mu kuyibwa kw'omwoyo omutukuvu
okw'omuggoono
tutambulira mu bujjuvu bw'omwoyo
omutukuvu
nga naawe osobola otuuka eyi n'okinyonnyola obujjuvu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu bubeera bwe buti naye kati ebiro ebiri eri kati tugambe nga bakuyisa ogenda kunyonyola ku kujjula
omwoyo
bw'otuuka eri eki kyoso kyewandinyonnyodde wandi bagambye kati kasita oyogera
ennimi
olaba omuntu wadda wali eri n'azigezaamu riorobosikarabababababa agenda okulaba zitano
n'agamba
nange nzigeze
yesu
yebazibwe kumbe ayogedde bibye
n'omulala
emizimu gye gimwogeza
Now, the word be filled with the Holy Spirit, His fullness we must be revealed of it. That the Holy Spirit may flow in us in His fullness to supply to other nations. What I can tell you is this. If you are revealed the fullness of the Holy Spirit, you're not going to dare break in serving God. For it's what works within you. The Spirit in you tells you, don't worry what to answer. God will give you an answer in the time it is required.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So when
we speak of fullness of the Holy Spirit, we speak of the seven spirits of God which
ascend
the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
much. Now in that word, you get revealed.
Yes, he was
when
you.
Praise Jesus so much.
So, when they
give us names of the seven spirits,
we are
told this in the book of Isaiah,
the names
of the seven spirits of God.
Yet,
all expected to come right from Uganda. Now, Uganda, first look at yourself. Whether you feel of the Spirit, how He is.
Isaiah esole yekumi nemu n'olunyiri olusooka.
Isaiah 11 for verse 1.
Era mu kikolo kya Yese muli vensibuka. N'ettabi eririva mu mizige liribala ebibala. Olunyiri olw'okubiri. N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye.
Agati okusooka byonna.
Now first and foremost.
Okusinira nga ekikondo ky'ettabaaza.
According to how the lamp stands.
Ekiraga ebyomusanvu ejjagala.
We show the seven spirits of God.
Tubeerako n'omwoyo wa Mukama masekati
wano. The spirit of the Lord in the midst. That is the one shown us in the middle. Out of him comes the right hand and the left hand. Isaiah 11 verses 2.
Now
we must have the Holy Spirit of God in the nation. Yet remember one thing, the Spirit of the living God never glorifies something else except the Father and the Son.
About
what read John 16, verse 12 to
15,
that he, the Holy Spirit, he glorifies the Father and the Son.
Means
people with the Spirit of God, they have to glorify the Father and the Lord Jesus. When
we
speak, there will be Spirit of wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we began to branch. Holy Spirit. Give us his right and the left hand. That he can bring out his fullness. That we can understand
it.
Must appear within him the spirit of wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The spirit of wisdom. Means as a nation Uganda.
He
expected out of us come spirit of wisdom.
I wonder
what the spirit of wisdom appear in our life. This is not the wisdom of making saucepans. The wisdom within the word.
For
it is
Jeremiah
8. Starting from verses 8 unto 10.
And say,
if they have rejected my word, what wisdom is within them?
So
if we say,
you
must hold the spirit of wisdom, there we connect on fullness of the Holy Spirit. It means Jeremiah. Chapter
8,
verses 8 to 10. It must come to pass. It must have been filled with the word of God.
To
show the wisdom of the word of God.
What,
if they have rejected my word, what wisdom is in them? We mean what?
Indeed,
filled of spirit of wisdom.
It
must be filled of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
To
hear the voice of the word of God. For a person with the word of God,
he
hear its voice. And when he explains the Psalms 103,
naye omwoyo mutukuvu olujjulawo aba alina okujja n'ekigambo era bw'otandika okunga nti ndi mukujjuzibwa mwoyo oba ndifukibwako omwoyo naye nga tewali magezi gali mu kigambo gakweyongerako nga tumanya tonnaba kujjuzibwa kubanga bw'ayogera naffe mu Yokaana essuula ey'omukaaga olw'enkaaga mu ssatu agamba ebigambo bye mbagamba gwe mwoyo gwe bulamu ontegedde bulungi Yokaana mukaaga ebigambo bye mbagamba gwe mwoyo gwe bulamu bw'oba tojjuzibwa kigambotewegamba nti oli mukujjuzibwa mwoyo kubanga omwoyo bw'aba atandika okujjula muntu atandika na kigambo kyovuolaba nti omwoyo mutukuvu nga bwe tumula mu kikondo ky'ettabaazi oba waliwo oti yali wakati ye mwoyo wa mukama bw'atandika okujjula muntu atandikira mwoyo wa magezi yesu yebazibwa nojjuzibwa ekigambo kyayogeddeko mu Yeremiya essuula y'8-10 obanga baganya magezi kyagali kyokka nga tumanyi nti magezi mwoyo wa Katonda kyava kugamba mu Yokaana mukaaga mu ssatu ebigambo bye mbagamba gwe mwoyo gwe bulamu kati oli takulimba ng'ali mu kujjuzibwa omwoyo naye nga talina kigambo talina kigambo kya Katonda alina ebiboozi anyumya naawe ne weewoonya bw'amala n'alabisa amaanyi g'abasitaani gwe wali olabyeyo ku batume yenna atalina kigambo ng'ajjuziddwa omwoyo talina kigambo kya Katonda n'eyali agoye obugoye akawoovu omutume Stephen yavaayo wali n'ayogera Bayibuli ava mu kufumba mmere ajjuziddwa omwoyo naye gwe ogamba ojjuziddwa omwoyo tosobola nagaba kawoovu oba oluganda bo bano yasi n'okubeera nabo mu nyumba kikulema musumba babi mu byakumi na biweebwayo talina mwoyo otosobola naba na mwoyo wa Katonda n'okolera kubanga ye kennyini mwoyo waki alina ebibala bya butuukirivu byonna kati kye tuyita okujjuzibwa omwoyo oba mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit Katonda aba alina kya package gy'atadda wamu ey'omwoyo omutukuvu mu bujjuvu bwe nga gyemye omusango egyaera ngaebaga nti kati omwoyo w'amagezi nga bw'oyima osawa na abayinza okwolesa omwoyo w'amagezi weebali nga boolesa ekigambo kya Katonda okuwulira obuwuliza eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kya Katonda asomamu n'agamba oyo kitaffe yaoyo mwana oyo mwoyo mutukuvu abo baali bamalayika nga bakayayesu yebaza so tuli mu biro byaffe byenyini okulaga obujjuvu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu mu Uganda nga bwe tutuuka eri mu mawanga enjogera n'okutegeera ku tulimu sitandadi ennyinyonnyola engeri y'ekigambo kya Katonda ya kika kya waggulu nga nabo beewuunya ye baava mu Bible College nja ndi Katonda yabayiwako omwoyo yali mu bujjuvu bwe bwe twawulira yesu yebazibwa kati ekyo kirina okulabika mu Uganda tekikyali sitoori yesu yebazibwa so nga tweyongerayo oko
Isaiah esole ye 11 n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Isaiah 11 verses 2.
N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye. Omwoyo gw'amagezi n'okutegeera.
Tulinako omwoyo w'okutegeera.
We have the spirit of understanding.
Omuntu bw'aba agamba nti kati ali mukujjusa obujjuvu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The filled of the Holy Spirit.
Eyalabika mu bikolwa by'abatume mu nnimi ez'omuliro.
In the acts in tongues of fire.
Anyonyeddwako mu kubikkulirwa essuula y'okuna.
In the Revelations 4. Onyolwa okutaano. Revelations 4.
Alabikira mu bikondo by'ettabaazi
omusanvu. And the seven lambs.
Nga ziriko ennimi
z'omuliro.
Ayokubanga ali mukujjuzibwa omwoyo w'okutegeera.
The filled of the spirit of understanding.
Ati mwamanyi mbadde mwabanyiri ebigwe.
At God in some things.
Oda bwe bati.
And they look at you like this.
Oli mukujjuzibwa.
Being filled of the spirit.
N'ogweri n'ongangala n'okubakerere.
Weep from the flows.
Oli mukujjuzibwa.
You are being filled of the spirit.
Naye ogenda obanga toli muwadde
n'okutegeera. But you live there and you don't have any understanding in you.
Mbobadde ojjuzibwa.
That you've been filled of the spirit.
Kati omwoyo w'okutegeera ali
wakuwajjuzibwa. Now where is the spirit of understanding you got filled of?
Katuogera kuluno kuluno.
Now pick this time.
Netudda mabegu.
We don't get backsliding.
Kwangu kuibwa kwa moyo
mmoja hapa. The power of the Holy Spirit is there now.
Katichitegeere.
It is clear this time.
We must say zoka tikunonya moyo.
I decided to look for spirit. I know who spirit I'm looking for.
Nino ogena kuruso
zi ogenze
nonya moyo.
Neto mumanyi. You don't know him.
Wofuna momo.
When you get another, what do you do?
Banchi zibunyo.
You know it's very hard.
We know where you must
be. You come from your world, nation.
Kitawo yakubulako.
Your father got lost from you.
Ngoga akangende mono.
He said, let me go look for my father.
Emiyaka ngajiseyo nga atano we
mabigo ngo chitawo.
So ina le kifana nje.
You don't have his photo.
Na yeta lina kifana
nje. You don't have your photo. You don't know each other.
Oyinza
bya see the father.
Omulala bwa kwesi bakonti.
If another claims to be that father.
Ngai mutemu agenda kusala.
It is a man right to sacrifice you.
Biyobye mukiriza buli muzimu okuzze ku mutwe.
Namulowooza
mwoyo mutukuvu.
Come on your head speaking they are the Holy Spirit.
Olunyenyamu.
When you shake you a little like this.
Ogamba
zi. And you say he's come.
Baga wo uli akagalu nga
kanyenga. When you feel a finger is shaking on you. You feel the that is the Holy Spirit.
Ati olumu ne maso we yakukwata nga ngolowooza
yi. When you got
maso pool.
Maso pool. You thought the Holy Spirit has come.
Mwabanga mu buka.
As you were jumping in the synagogue. Jumping, jumping.
Ogeno jiro.
You feel maso pool has come.
Eh, omoyo bali
na. The Holy Spirit.
Kali bakambye.
They have said now.
Nje jimu kumi omusamu.
What are the seven
moyo wa mukama tulabye. Bagulumiza kitaffe
n'omwana. Praise the Father the Son.
Moyo wa magezi.
Ngabo
ajuzibwa okuyita mu kigambo kya
Katonda. Through the word of God.
Nti bwo bajuzibwa moyo wa magezi.
Ajuzibwa
kigambo kya
Katonda. Through the word of God.
Omoyo wa kutegeera.
Spirit of understanding.
Oyina okubasebo ngo okwasaganya
enjiri ezo ezo. Able to connect scriptures in that Bible.
Oba mu Isaiah 28.
You are in Isaiah 28.
Onyoro omwenda pa 10.
Verses 9 to 13.
Oyina okubanga gwe mukutunuulira ebiragiro bya Bible.
That is looking to commands of the Bible.
Ebiragiro bibiri ku bina.
Two to four commands.
Nga naye byonna bijuzibwa
ku muntu. They all feel in your heads.
Ku kintu ekyo.
Upon one issue.
Nti ani gwaliigiriza okutegeera.
Who will it teach understanding?
Era ani gwandireetera
okumanya. Who will it bring knowledge?
Isaiah 28:9. N'agamba kubanga okuyigiriza okutegeera.
Because to teach you understand.
Kigenda kuba kiragiro ku kiragiro.
It's going to be command by command.
N'ekiragiro ku
kiragiro. And the command by command.
Ebiragiro bibiri.
Two commands. Two four.
Naye ng'ekyo kiragiro kyogera ku kulya bizo. Tuli oba tetuli.
Speaks of eating pig. We eat or we don't eat.
Ndeeta ko ebiragiro nga
bibiri. I bring upon that issue four commands.
Oba kulya oba sikulya.
Whether to eat or not.
Runyiriri kurunyiriri.
Scripture by scripture.
Runyiriri kurunyiriri.
Scripture by scripture.
Oye moyo wokutegeera.
That is the spirit of understanding.
Akwata nyiriri bibiri.
It's two scriptures.
Kunya.
To four.
Kukandwa.
Upon one issue.
Uwano katono.
They are a little.
Newali katono.
And they are a little.
Nakwatira mundagane
ngati. From the Old Testament.
Nalita ne mumpya.
And brings from the New Testament.
Nalita mu chapters ezenja
wo. Different chapters.
Wano kanwa moyo wako tegi.
The spirit of understanding.
Akati gwe.
Now you.
Na baba juzibu wo moyo.
Those spirit of the spirit.
Dala bafu nako kuwo kutegera na akati.
Did they really get a single spirit of understanding a little bit?
Nomo shinga na kuchani kwa chimunga akinyumia mu story.
They are speaking a story over one scripture, one verse.
Ngaya nyote nyote dali mu bibi
twisted it in their own things.
Bwale ta kutegera kumbale ta kunyola.
They get to bring a distortion and the twisting of the words.
Kutora muna kuongera
subtracting and adding in it.
Na kusomera Ezekiel 37.
Ezekiel 37.
Ulira.
Here.
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel
37.
Ani ali ajisomia. Who has ever read it?
Omanyaji manyi mwenate
kusoma. You know, those all of you have not read it.
Vanga manyiti yabakumbira mu bisa za kusoma Bible.
Keep you in the character of reading the Bible.
Ani yagisomye.
Was ready.
Mukama.
And God.
Nabadde na.
I was buffing.
Najinga.
He told it to me.
Naye bwe najitumudde.
As I looked in it.
Sali zina kuva mu kingo. Nabadde ne simwa.
I had a fall.
I was born
to the
van.
God told me.
Is a business.
Those are their businesses.
Those
are their pockets for people.
Ogendo mara
in the finish down it says.
India,
no.
Amagumba
born.
They are the
children of Israel. That's the church.
Bafuba
that
they
died in Adam, they are never born again.
Neye mwa oria kugambia
muka. Now I told you it's your source pan.
Urareto kutegera ngumuri mu moyo
understanding
namwe ne mubire ni
bicho to you are
sharra makadara baya baba
wazo
sacho ya nama futa
say yes anointing
kumba abali
mbaka where is this thing you
omanyi bo bosinga nyo mufere
when you find a con man
oyinzo kuza take
you may think he understands
omufere akufira rozo ategera
don't you think he understands much
ayinzo kusomera deal ngora beguka
wa you a deal and you see it can be successful. Yet they steal that time.
Omanya abafere bali banje mukanisa.
So God men are men in church these days.
They have to
they claim to bring understanding.
Takati.
Now.
Arete chani kubaleta chimaliza chiri munsa
oya. Ends up in your pocket.
But
what in the body?
Kakati ndala kutekeza.
Right now I want to tell you.
So ko imka
kugirira. You must stand on your feet. He puts you there.
Yemo kakubigirira ndio
kutekeza. Please I tell you.
Gama magumba mtuo.
There the bones in the valley.
But mukama yangambye
God told me
magumba
those bonds
and so was a
pocket you touch your pocket what is there
ogendo kwata
as you touch your pocket
don't throw it around
truly you do is not heavy enough
ojirabye
have you seen it
cut so yiye tuwo
it's in the valley
take a mkono obate
pokira tuwo if you don't go in the valley Now the problem is that that is what you call understanding.
You know, when a woman
reads the deal, you see as if you profit from it.
Yet
if he profits
from it,
after they show you bonds in the valley, and
say,
those who want to sow for your pockets to come from the valley,
businesses
your business to come from the valley,
you
come to the seat of millions.
Amadi lisa yali mu
di ends up in the
one wala kubulira mochamukana
ye get heated up with him
atekwo hosinga no
sin you get rejoice
opportunities on us sin
because all opportunities send them to you in that moment
olaba ngagwa itawo
sit you back again
tabara dirunga yake
na funa mu the deal is going to get out of it
akula ngagwa itawo
it shows you getting out of it.
At the end
is the one who makes it.
We batunuli makani sabani abasigo
kwa mulo. Churches who are well.
Mwe babuli ndiri abajja mu bizibu obabbo.
Abaje bulira. Who preached it?
Diru yali ekolera boka.
The deal worked for them at the end.
Na yetu gambiwe tuti.
But we say this.
My outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Okuyiwo kwa manje kwa moyo mtoko.
Kitegezaje.
What does that mean?
Okufukiba kwa mtu kungojo
vyo. The power of the Holy Spirit.
Atuli kumoyo okutegera tukunyonyola agenda kubacha mu Uganda.
Spirit of understanding explain how is to be in Uganda.
Akwate biragiro binako
chinwest okuba mbia wa. Months over one issue from scripture.
Enyiriri nya.
Four scriptures.
Kitendo chimu.
On one thing.
Okuva munda gani
ngadeni. From the New Testament.
Mubita baby ya Bible.
In the books of the Bible.
Na kutetero okutegera.
Brings understanding your way.
Na leto okubikuli.
It brings a revelation.
Tijijia tuweta kisana
kena nga mbubu sege. If you don't need us go into rooms to separate ourselves.
Mbutu soko tunonyechi
kaya mbubu kama. That we look for the word of God.
Sinocho nechi wanikibwa mbubu inga chinji. Aten nonya.
My poor is much. I look for what else.
Neeta ganjiwe komoyo.
I give him poor my spirit.
And let me take it every gambo.
Let me understand his words.
Kya yokere echo mungero.
What is peace in Proverbs?
Isure soka.
Proverbs chapter
1. Verse
23.
Ntimukirizo kunenya kwangi.
Accept my review.
Naba iwa komoyo
wa. I pour my spirit on you.
Anabre tuteke every gambo.
You will understand my words.
Ezimu kupati zo moyo mutuku.
Of the parts of the Holy Spirit.
Bino byemuka amugyanko
zebwa. You say you made me to shake.
Asoka kuiwe ko moyo tegere ebigambo bya
Katonda. For the Spirit of you understand his words.
Kati butuogera ku
mind outpouring of
eyo moyo mutuku mu Uganda. Eri mu moyo wo kutegera.
Having the spirit of understanding.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Nga abali abafuluma bokka.
Those who get out.
So gweri ne myaka 3
n'ekitundu
ko.
Kama
atandiko basi.
God sent you out to see.
Olaba munyumya mutakisi
na muuza wa bikiwa. That's the works where you get it from.
You see someone,
they go tell someone out what you've said it. What? Fullness of the Spirit. All of it's like that.
There is one
pastor I told us.
You know, in the
I sat everywhere God told me.
Sit there, hear
what he speaks.
I was
there and in Ezekiel.
Go see
the potter what is molding.
They get
broken,
I see.
I can get my people build them like that. And they taught.
That
is confusing the words of God.
The spirit
on the level of your
hand,
on the feet down, that's the level you're on.
You're
asking that one, that's what? That spirit, some love of Christ, the little
bit.
When it reaches your knees, the spirit.
The Bible
tells you have nowhere to read it.
When
the spirit reaches your waist,
you
get the spirit of dancing.
When
it reaches the chest,
you
get the spirit of love.
But
the heart is right there.
You are
joking
about it. If he's conning,
he caught him to touch me.
I can tell you,
you can pray well that no, the spirit has not reached the knee level.
You kneel
down to God and
I
help you.
I pray
for offerings, I pray for you. You
need to
reach the level, reach the knees that you get the prayer anointing. For the one of the waist. You are praising God. If you don't praise God,
your
spirit is not raised level.
Now that
you see it is working, connecting.
I
can even after pray for you and you fall.
The
evil spirit already has a
ring.
Passed through the one teaching falsehoods.
It
climbs on the heart level.
We
have much love.
Somebody
who passed through jail at the chest level. When the spirit will reach your neck,
you
begin to feel one who speaks tongues.
And
if you feel the head, the tongues will flow free. You'll be seeing.
Now,
people are there with your stories they put in you.
So now
we've heard the Spirit of God,
the
Spirit of wisdom,
the
Spirit of understanding, who connects scriptures.
Told us
if we accept the rebuke of God,
Proverbs
1:23, he will pour his spirit on us
and
draw us understand his words.
He comes
passing through understanding. Now we get filled in you. But you're
filled
of the spirit. You are falling. Every time you're falling,
pastor
Zipi taps umem on you and you're off. Yet they threw demons in you. Isaiah 11 verses
2.
There is the spirit of counsel. The person said they are going to be filled with the spirit of counsel. The spirit of the counsel of God. Of the seasons and times. For his business in Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1. Everything has its season and time.
Everything
done under the sun it has its time of its coming to pass. Every word.
The
spirit of Castle can show you. When you read this Bible, there are words which were. There are those happening now, and those who are just coming ahead. When he reaches prophecies,
he
looks
up
and says, you, tomorrow, don't pass the other way.
When you pass, you get it.
It's not easy. Here, it's easy if you've got a level for that. The greatest level is to
I read the scriptures, they happened. I see they are happening now.
These words are going to come. Now, these prophecies of the world are very easy. Season and time in the spiritual council. Someone doesn't know what they are filled
of.
Imagine you are prophesying.
You don't know what's best to prophesy in the spirit of God, or from the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
You find yourself in a shrine prophesying with demons.
We ask you scriptures,
you give us, you don't have. Let me
say
now. What spirit has the scriptures you?
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
That's
why when he told John in Revelations 1, verse
19
unto 20,
he said,
write down what is, what was, and what is going to come. What we call the
spirit
of season and times.
Bible
divided the Bible.
You
read a scripture. Seek the Lord as it can be found. The spirit of Castle tells you that happened. God appeared on the world. That is written where?
Timothy 3:16.
Without compromise. The mystery of godliness is
this.
God appeared in the world.
He has
scriptures.
The way we speak them in Uganda.
Understand everything in the Bible.
And
then those outside, we just do it easily.
Someone
tomorrow there is this and that. Why God first got silent over that?
The spirit of God
as in the word is.
He gives you
that to work on the things of the world. You go to get lost, ask it Prophet Balaam.
God gave him the power of the spirit of counsel, of season and times.
He began to prophesy, everything he speaks is what happens.
He told him, wait for my words.
One day he did wait for that. Things persuaded him.
So
when we speak of feeling of the spirit, there is the spirit of counsel of the God.
It's
of season and times.
He
can show you in the Bible things which were, which are, and those going to be coming.
He
shows you what is in the heavens which is today, the heaven and earth which is. And he shows you what is in the heavens to come, and the new earth. He
shows you
what was before heavens and earth existed.
That
is the spirit of counsel, the spirit of season and times, the spirit of the scales. If we are filled like that, that is the standard of God. Let me tell you, even if you rise up here, I've gone to China. I want to explain the fullness of the Holy Spirit, explain Him like we speak. You leave all of them holding the children. They're wondering, how long is like that? But how long will we be filled? When they told you, you were going to be filled of what? And in what way?
Now, the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. As Apostle Mulinde said,
we expected to be filled how? To be poured upon how?
Umanyi.
You know.
That's okay.
Let me.
Something
is like this.
Abamu kumamugeze ne mugula ne chupe ne ne za anointing.
Mubaku
nakujowe not
that they pour the entire of you to wait the anointing upon you.
Ochitegede
chebuka. You have understood it?
Wengo amanyi.
And you take
singa bakwate chupa ya mafuta.
The anointing oil. Ewa
jikuira we nalo
to. Pour the entire of it wait.
Morojusi tua omofi dua ka mafuta.
Pour the spirit upon you.
Munango moyo wakatona singa kubigambe
byo. The spirit of God bases on the word we speak.
Manyi Bible ywe mwogera kwa ngama mafuta.
Bible speaks of him as the anointing.
Manyi okugamba tige mafuta katuyigirisha.
It's the anointing which teaches us.
Gora ama mafuta ko mchupanga
gaji. Have you ever seen olive oil in the bottle teaching you?
Game mafuta akakola
anointing which teaches
us. Yigirisha.
Teaches us.
Era na akugira ko ntibwalikya.
Poke no bweni ka.
Ali bayigirisha byo bana abalunga
nyamu byo.
Nga bamuita mafuta akatuyigirisha.
The anointing which teaches.
Kategede chokusaba
but I still want to pray for
vambino yo adoganda mukweka ilira tokama egwanga
ichi
mukambe mukama watusubiza omoyo yeye kwa sobro tuchusa
alone can change us
nanyet watukama mujuvu bagenda kubera bwati
this is going to be like this
utandika omukwo omoyo wa mukama
by what spirit of god
bayo gurumize chikafu
glorify the father
nechigambo cho mukama wa
yesu
tukwega ilide
implore you
ebya andikwa nota
you put scriptures for him.
Era fokuta nokuta muze kugenza
kumabiri go on our knees.
Kusabira kwanga
pray for the nation.
Echina futu kwe
what will come from there will see.
Vwa vetu kugena sabiri
tatia. Kugena sota kutek and I'm going to first gain understanding here.
Ero kuteke ya mabiri.
That's how we put this down.
Kumusabeche yakusubiza na rafu kuteke.
What he promised when we to understand it.
Umanyi
you know.
Edda wetwali wana Africa.
Sometime back when you were in Africa,
ati ngeba kusubize motoka.
When they promised you a car,
lokuwa batojimanyi
because you don't know how it appears.
Obera ye motoka ezakabi.
And they were nice cars.
Naye kati ngaba kuletere enkade.
But they brought you the very old model.
No,
you
said
you and you get so happy.
Wanga tuyagala nawe
because what you wanted to know is.
Gumanya Africa itwabira
ngida. You know how Africans who were before.
Ngati tula bangana ku motoka domu kando aso semu amaji.
Even the car, even the elders in the Africa.
Bali kundi mwanga yali ali awo.
As kikwanga.
Mwanga tugena kule tili.
Was there they told him we're going to bring a car.
Oronga bara bi echi kadde.
And they saw a car which had faced out the model is outdated. What happened?
Kubanga motoka je bali bageno mwana eta jimani.
Kadde we to give him it did not it.
Kati mwoba tumanyi mwoyo kweba atugamba. Aino kuyibwa kugwangalia Uganda. Chizimu no kumusaba na kuwebwa nga bwali.
Ask him and is given as he is.
Kati otegedde alimu mwoyo okutesa.
The spirit of counsel in him.
Mwoyo okutesa kwa kati.
Spirit of the counsel of God.
Owebiro na ebisera ebyabuchi.
Times of everything.
Uruwezi kanisa singali yimiride wetu.
If church
stood like that. Mwoyo
mutu. The fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Usubira yadi bwali.
You expect where we did have been.
Nanawe kenyini mungu ulinokata sabu ino moyo wakotezi.
I show you how the spirit of cast over you.
Nibu wabu yugira buwagezi
neba nino. Just speak with your colleagues.
Nibu wabu yugira wabu
mungu ulinokata sabu ino moyo wakotezi. When you speak, they hear the
spirit. At least
they see the fruits of the spirit of cast over.
Ubangu yotu ino vibara
buwagezi. We have to calculate seasons every time.
Yes, you have a
spirit. Praise Jesus.
Kulinako moyo.
We have the spirit.
Isaiah esole ye kuminemu. Nolu nili yoro wakubiri.
Isaiah 11 verses 2.
Omoyo gokutesa na amani.
Kulina ko moyo wachi.
We have the spirit of power.
Wa amani.
The spirit of mighty.
Mani wano abantu babadde babulira.
You know here people got lost.
Kati jukira.
Remember.
Omuji wo moyo mutuku.
The fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Moyo wa mukama.
The spirit of the Lord.
Akuli ba mwene yo musambija.
Made up of seven spirits of God.
Moyo wa amani moyo wa
akula. Spirit of power is the fourth
spirit. Mochibaro.
In the
kati. Wabajja kuku.
If it comes on you, it comes forth.
Erabo otandika
na yeye. You begin with him.
Manya tulina moyo wa
amani ga. You don't have the spirit of power of God.
Tuge nokutuka
ku. We look
mbolino moyo wa amani.
Have the spirit of power.
Owenye ndwande.
Heal sickness.
Okobe mizimu.
Chase demons.
Tuge nokubuza.
As we ask you.
Moyo wa magezi.
Where is the spirit of wisdom?
Okotegi.
Where is the one of understanding?
Okotesa.
Where is the one of counsel?
Ngolina ko.
You have nothing.
Masiomba.
Pastor.
Omazoba kubebigo na
yo beaten them down.
Tuwa defu sabotu
we nyo. Ask you explain us.
Kiche chiri muguru.
What is in heaven?
Ah, nze ndi mafuta gakula
biko. I am in anointing of beating people down.
Era bantu kanoga mandi wali yali na amafuta. Ataina moyo.
Anointing yet they have no spirit. They separated the spirit and anointing.
kati tugenda tuuka nti ku mwoyo
w'amaanyiatanayolesaganasamusoni
ge yalina asooka okutta enkwe
z'abageomwoyo
w'amaani
ayogerwako
nnyo mu yobu
5:12-13
atta enkwe z'abagerenatabaganya kutuukiriza
byebatesiz'abakwasa
olukwe
lwabatuukira
mu mwoyo
w'amaanyiyesu
ayogerwako mu yeremiya esula esooka onyo olw'ekkumi asiguukuula buli katonda
kyatasina
buli kyatazi ate n'azimba okuteesa kwa
katonda
kitegeeza nti nabbi oyo oba omutuma oyo oba omusumba oyo nga talinaba kubalaga maanyi gawonya gatambuza balema asooka asiguukuula enkunamya ezo
zemwambadde Miniscus your clothing.
And PC and me, me,
the bad characters in the
heart
have proved them that God never planted them in you.
alioka agambe kati nezina endwadde eziri mu mubiri ziveewo bamubadde n'endwadde ey'omwoyo etawonyezeka endwadde ey'ekibi endwadde ey'obutali
butuukirivu
omwoyo w'amaanyi nga naye alabika asookera mu
kigambo
mugenda okulaba nti kati
kuwonyezebwa
kutambuza bali
masuka
tokuwana namukwata bakuona ogwe bakolera
gymnastiknabbi
agenda kuwona naye abalina n'omumukwatako naye agenda
kuwona
ago amaanyi agatali
malungi
agoogera ku yeremiya 29 paka 10
nti
nabbi ne kabona
boonoonevu
amagenda gaabwe si
malungi
n'amaanyi gaabwe si
malungi
amaanyi amalungi ogakebera
otya
gasooka sikuukuula oli ne bwajja businga ayambadde
enkunamwatuulabwa
enjiri enajja enkyawo n'agiwolwaliro osooka n'omusumba mumwoyo w'okuteesa mumwoyo w'okuteesa
natuulirako
enjawulira enjiri
efubyonna
bagamba
nti
kubanga ye mwoyo yajja okulumiriza ensa y'ekibi obutuukirivu
n'omusaala
olutuuka
ebyamagero
tetugaani abikola naye emirimu emikulu kulumiriza nsi
yakibi
obutuukirivu
n'omusaala
olwo ababikulire n'ebyonna
ebigere
awonye
n'okuwonya
egimu ku mirimu egisembayo
gyakuwonya
naye kanisa ebadde teraba ku mwoyo oyo omwoyo w'amazima era mukyovula bayibuli
yegambaikuba
batuma esula esooko n'olw'omunaana naye omwo omutukuvu
bwalialibawo
amaanyi nammwe mulibeera
bajulirwabaana
amaanyi gakuwa gakusooka julira
kigambo
oluvannyuma n'owonya
yava
yogere mba mugenda
kamubulire
nti obwakabaka bwakatonda
busembe
muzukize abafumu
muweereddwa
bwonamumwebuwa tekubaako nakusimbira
byamagero
mumwoyo w'amaanyi amatufu
agaaa
waliwo yeyagaluka kulabika ne bamugamba gwe olika
ekikole
olowoozeza ekirabo kya katonda nti bakigula banna ekanisa ebadde ekyaludde okulaba
kubulaika
omwoyo
wakatonda
amaanyi ge mulina si
malungi
nabbi
abakola
n'ayiwa
mumukuŋŋaanya
kati katonda yazze kutuyiwa
mbwali
mukakasa
maanyi
amaanyi ga katonda gakakasibwa dda
wonnawonna
gasigala kukola mu
bitundu ebisigaddeobuzingi
gateekawo ensi n'obujjuvu bwayo gameza ebimera gakukuza gwe nga
tomanyiamagumba
gakulira mu lubuto lwa maama oyagala galabike
gatyoma
bakubi ekigo
Don't waste time to beat you down. Go to your home, beat yourself down.
Let me show you how you're to beat yourself
down.
You prove the power of God. Go get
a polyphone.
Block your nose. You will see yourself falling. There's been a power suspending you to stand. Block your nose and you begin to pant for breath like that. Until you fall down.
Don't
be threatened by beating you down.
That
you to prove the power of God,
which grows
which makes rainfall, the child gets out.
Just healing is an easy thing.
Speak your field of the spirit.
The
fullness of the spirit to be poured on Uganda. As Apostle Molinde says, just as prophecies which have been all along, which we
are
marked in scriptures, in the history, reaching to the
spirit,
that spirit we explain like today. You know when you're in this place, many people stay in the
room,
but I pray you wake up.
I was like, Uganda,
Uganda though yourself,
no, Uganda to
you refuse to fulfill the call of Uganda, you have not yet gotten
saved.
You still owe God.
You
kill people in the world, you have not lightened to them. You say, I'm born again. You're joking.
Uganda,
Uganda, when you're saved, it's not enough.
And when you get saved,
you handle your mission immediately.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You thought your service finished, they demand you.
And
you
had to
speak of other nations to do this work. You.
But never get
saved, you sit down. You're not yourself.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
Let's bring this spirit and we see.
Isaiah 11, verse 2.
Isaiah 11, verse 2.
Omoyo go kumanya.
We have the spirit of knowledge. Let me tell you.
Someone is filled with the spirit of knowledge.
How and what does he do?
Bible
speaks of him.
In John 17,
verse 3. That eternal life
is
not the one true God. And the Christ Jesus is
saying.
Christ Jesus is saying. Giving them guarantee of life. He focuses on one thing, not the one true God the Father of heaven, and Christ Jesus is sent, prove you have eternal life.
You want to prove your prophet or your religion, give you eternal life.
Search where you have the spirit of knowledge there. Anytime it never appears, life is lost. John 17:3 John 17:3 John 17:3 This form, he will never change. In the beginning, he began with his word and the spirit.
You
know, he's headed you to knowing life.
niwe mutandika nti oli
ayinakitawo womwoyo another is your spiritual father and this one is your spiritual father you immediately know
ennaku zikusanjawo
you are unto you
kyava ayogera mu Hosea nnyo
why speaks in Hosea 4
Verse
6.
Abantu bange,
my people,
bazikiride.
They are destroyed.
Olokubulo
for lacking knowledge.
Si mole mero funo moyo
wo kubaye. He refused to get the spirit of knowledge.
Akubulire bibiyo nane bona abo bise.
Though you passed all the rest.
Nafunye ko moyo wabo.
I got the spirit of wisdom.
Nafuna ko kuwo
kutu. I got the constant understanding.
Nafuna ko kuwo kutu.
I got of the counsel.
Nafuna wa ama.
I got of the power.
Wo kumanya na akulima.
The one of knowledge you fail.
Anti we wali guarantee
yo bula. That's the guarantee of your life where it is.
Chovola batufuba.
That's why we try.
Obuta kuchiamya kumanya katonda.
We pervert you from the knowledge of God.
Wanga kutuchiamya kumanya katonda.
We pervert you from
kuchiamya bulamu obu.
We pervert your own life.
Tubuzo bulamu obu.
We make your life get lost.
Nafika tubuzizo obu.
Which we've gotten our life get lost.
Kukureta. We can talk somesa katonda
omu. Don't teach you the one true God.
Let's put spirit in
the Christ the saints.
Kubango obwe bulamu obuta.
That is the eternal life.
Bulamu obuta gosige na mukuru.
Eternal life is not to go to heaven.
No. Kumanya katonda
muwabo. Not the one true God.
Let Christ be with you.
The Christ Jesus is saints.
Erabo bo ndi wakuzikiri.
If you are to get destroyed.
Gano kumanya.
You reject knowledge.
Kubanga abantu bazikira lwa
kula. People are destroyed for lacking knowledge.
Atutogera ku moyo woku
mani. Speak the spirit of knowledge.
Kanisa bali nokulabisa.
The church has to appear.
Obulamu butagwa
osikira. Eternal life is not to go to heaven.
Obera no kusingo na garanti yo bulamu butagwa. Ngana yo chali ku.
Guarantee of eternal life yet still on the world.
Eguru matware malala tuchusiwa bichusiwa.
Another territory we
enter. Weyo kiryo tabuzo bulamu.
Go on move on your life to heaven.
Kadwali wa abale kina geye.
Now those heading on to hell.
Bote baagala bulamu baagala kubera mukufa.
Want life they want to be in death.
Ebabera nga babatta
abantu bazuki. They must be raised up as they killed them.
Abatema babo cho
muliro them they burned them with fire
cho wala abo yakala guarantee yo bulam
one guarantee of life
obutagwa
eternal
ojikwatira wa
you hold it from this world
omanyi babo yakala okubera mu America
biso
kifunira Uganda
get the visa right from Uganda
tambuze
chibuzo ask a question
visa ojisalira mu America kubanga jo yakala obera
a visa from America because you want to go there
babo yakala okuba mu
you want to be in
Arizona visa ojisalira wa
kubusi visa right on this world
kufuna kumanya
getting
katonda mu amazi
of the one true God
and Christ Jesus
and the Christ Jesus is saying
obado jisaziza zikusana
you don't get it war unto you
bali nokutwalere je basura bale bale fiti baba ita bati
not even really
mombozi
they are illegitimate
gobato cha ina kifo
kitu fujo ina
kusoma tu cha ina kubera
no moment to be on
kubanga akasera ko kusoza visa ka
ku the visa it expired from you
visa ye kuru
the visa of heaven
kumanya katondo mu
wazi no being of one true God
ne Kristo Yesu
kuya tu Jesus said
akuende kati to ina watufu
wa kubera you have no right for place to be
ichivamu ngabatu walerie mombozi
zibe take you where the illegitimate are in hell
so toli nafuka mombozi
wote
ngati wakija mukatisa nonya
bula you came to church to seek life
kati wetu to moyo woku manya
kato the spirit of knowledge of God
ye moyo ye kapi stendi katutegele katongo mwa mzimu
pushika to know the one true God
ye Kristo Yesu
and Jesus is saying
wetu manya ku guarantee
of life mama how we know that we hold the guarantee of life
oko kuba ito kubikulirwa
that's what we call the revelation
bayo gira ko mugera biri
mu speaks of in the Proverbs 29
ndi awatali kubikulirwa
that without revelation
abantu bange bazikirira
my people are destroyed
buli mtu rwa bikulirwa katonda mu
abazima
ne Kristo Yesu kuyatuma abera mu kubikulirwa
oko tufa in the rightful revelation
kya abantu gamba
that's why it tells us
mungero
in Proverbs
mukabiro kumanya
right for knowledge
buli iro kutekera
you bring for understanding
kubanga tubatu kabira buda mungu
we pray for our life
atutu ogira ku moyo woku
we speak of knowledge
uko kwa maomo singa Uganda
back in the world like Uganda and in church
tubatu gena foka singo kusomesa abantu katongo wa
teach people the one true God and the Christ Jesus
kuleta do moyo wako
when we led by the spirit of God
do uzurabi obujuvu
I think you see his fullness
yagena ye branchinga
with branching of himself
moyo wo kumanya linachako na keki
of knowledge is specific of what he does
when we talk about kanisa
when we church
ni mtu kama mlino moyo
tell us of the spirit
atutandiko nonye
leza branches is about his branches where you have been
mkono ugwadde no ugwako
on the right and the left hands
bututamusanga ngatumanya mlina mando
wa find we know you have a demonic spirit there
nebomba mukubeligo
nebomba mutomulino nebomba call fire from heaven
ngatumina moyo wa
amakezi you have the spirit of wisdom
kutege
understanding
kutege
hustle
Wama
power
okumanya
knowledge
tulikira kutia wa
kutia mukude one of fear of God
tomba tumalile ya
let's finish here That is the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 11:2.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. There is the spirit of fear of God.
The
fullness of the Holy Spirit poured on Uganda now. The spirit of fear of God. What does he
speak
of him in Proverbs 8:13? To fear God is to hate evil. Those with the spirit filled in church
must
hate evil.
Even
just to grow a skirt to hear,
you
don't fit right in the environment.
You
drop the tithe and the offerings.
You
no more into them.
Because
the spirit of the God, the fear, the fool is in you. There is a spirit of fear of God, hating evil.
If you
no more fight with you, that stop and leave evil.
Now,
many times,
you
just think you don't not sure of that.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Guys,
come check yourself whether the Spirit of God is in you.
Maybe
you have the spirit of
ghost.
They call it like that. They cut it. You go out there.
Let us call the spirit of ghost.
Ghost. Muzim.
You think it's Latin.
English, which is Latin.
Or America, but Latin America.
Latin Americans.
Ghost.
Speak of the ghost, demon.
I don't know if
you go there. You
go there.
You come back with those funny slangs of yours.
Let us call the ghost.
The ghost. Muzimu. Muzimu.
Let us call the Holy Ghost.
That we take Holy Ghost, Muzimu Tukufu.
You're
so stubborn things. One thing, church. Someone
says
we are filled of the Holy Spirit.
They
have the spirit of fear of God.
You find
a pastor and the eyes are dry like that.
With the music
on the
front,
they
are all exposed.
Hallelujah! It doesn't tell them.
He
is not
God.
The ones they did are like that. Religion is not
for them. These
things are in there, even everywhere people are.
And
this
is the one
again, try to
inherit.
I get fear of God. Give me fear, Lord.
You need
to pray for the spirit of fear of God. Draw you hate evil.
Then
to reveal the scriptures, when you put the immorality, don't point that and the unbelievers do that. You know, when you study the scriptures, you push them for the unbelievers out there.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
All scriptures
speak of fear of God.
That's
according to Proverbs
16,
verse
6.
The fear of God
is
to help men get from evil.
Proverbs 16:6-7.
The fear of God is to help men get from evil.
Claiming
I fear God.
No, you
come here claiming, pretending.
Yes,
Jesus.
Huawei.
You are joking.
Don't do
that to us. We think you fear God over that. It's not enough. You know that those who humble themselves.
Msumba,
Pastor.
I ask
you to forgive me.
If I have any
sin,
you don't
know your house.
That is
the problem.
The
fear of God
many come from evil.
The Spirit of God
glorify
the Father and the Son.
The
Spirit of wisdom,
because
you have the Word of God in you,
and
you hear the voice of His Word.
The
Spirit of understanding, connecting commands of all the scriptures of truth. Two commands to four. Two to three scriptures to
quote
the Old and the New Testament.
You know
the spirit of understanding is in you.
You can
pray for others to get him.
The
spirit of counsel of God.
Who knows
seasons and times of everything.
The
seasons of the times of the scriptures.
The
spirit of power.
First
up roots,
whatever
God never planted,
and
everything he never built,
and he kills
plans of the crafty Satan,
and
never accepts him fulfill his plans.
The
counsel of God is planted by force.
The
fruit of knowledge,
and
knowing of the one true God,
and
Christ Jesus is
sent,
for eternal life.
People
are desperate for lacking knowledge.
So the
spirit of knowledge is major.
The
spirit of fear of God is to hate evil.
And
to help many come from evil.
All
scriptures to chase
after evil, they are
under the spirit of fear of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So what the
Holy Spirit is like that in his
form.
That's the spirit of Apostle John
Molinde,
whom God showed him,
who looked
forward of the nation Uganda.
And
then they will say,
what
nation has understanding like that?
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much. And praise
what nation which has the understanding like that?
Yeah,
God is so near to them like that. He tells it to us here in Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy 4
verses 5.
Laba, mbayigiriza amateeka n'emisango. Nga Mukama Katonda wange bwe yandagira, mukolenga we mutyo wakati mu nsi gye muyingiramu okugirya. Olunya olw'omukaaga. Kale mubyekuumenga, mubikolenga, kubanga ago ge magezi gammwe n'okutegeera kwammwe mu maaso g'amawanga aganaawuliranga amateeka ago gonna. Ne googera nti, mazima eggwanga lino ekkulu be bantu ab'amagezi era abategeera.
Nti mazima.
That truly.
Gwanga lino kkulu.
This great nation.
Be bantu ab'amagezi.
They are the wise people.
Era abategeera.
They have understanding.
Balina obujjuvu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu eyayibwa mu
bo. Fullness of the Holy Spirit poured in them.
Alabikira miyo musanvu
ejja Katonda. Who appears in the seven spirits of God.
Boogera by'amagezi nakutegeera.
Wisdom and understanding.
Bannange balina okuteesa kwa Katonda.
They have the counsel of God.
Bajjuziddwa amaanyi ga Katonda.
Filled of the power of God.
Bajjudde okumanya Katonda.
Filled of the knowledge of God.
Bajjudde okutya Mukama.
Filled of the fear of God.
Okukyawa ekibi n'okuyamba
abalala. Okuva
mu kibi.
Come from evil.
Bajjudde omwoyo wa Mukama.
Filled of the spirit of God.
Bagulumiza kitaffe.
Glorifies the Father.
N'omwana. Toyinza
worship another God.
And for God and my
God. That is for God and our country.
We decided
to stand for God.
That
the Spirit of God who commanded us that
to glorify
the Father.
And
we pass through the Uganda motto. For God and for our country.
When you speak the
Deuteronomy, they tell us these words.
Deuteronomy
2. Deuteronomy 4 verses.
N'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Deuteronomy 4 verse 7.
Kubanga gwanga ki eririna Katonda abali okumpi nga Mukama Katonda waffe. Bwali bwe tumukoowoolanga.
Nti kati tugenda tuuka omuyita.
We're going to reach to call him.
Nga tali wala.
It is not far.
Kyokola abantu tetukyali kusala za kalekere.
Yeah, we don't pray endless here.
Ali awo kumpi.
He is near.
Ali mufe mwenyewe.
He is right within us.
Reason with him, he said,
Lord, now. Reason as we move this time.
We are going on the work, I wanted this and that.
You're not on the road moving, yes, shaking your hand, Jesus.
Jesus, I'm saying.
And you're shaking the head endlessly.
Katonda,
we have God so near.
Kubanga,
we have filled is what we filled.
We're
not going to show Jesus.
Katonda, fire mukuru. Where again?
Show yourself. Show yourself. We not do that. He's near.
He
put his best in
Uganda.
He put his best
in
Uganda. He put his best in Uganda.
He put his best in Uganda.
And if you reach here,
when
you say I'm finished,
God
is there. I'm going to just speak with him.
I'm not
telling you. Fire,
Katonda.
God, I know you're here. Oh Lord, it's you, my Father.
What is
written?
Jeremiah 3:19.
When we get back, we call you Father. Oh Father,
we
honor you more.
All
my body parts,
all
my heart. I thank you.
Now, if you get
born
again,
I got. But you accepted me.
Thank
you forgive your Holy Spirit. I asked the apostle, I need this and that. Don't get harsh on God.
If it's
worse, send his angels. He's near. We shouldn't be like people as God is 5 miles from
me.
And you wake up in the morning. You know, I saw synagogues.
Katonda! Orwarero! Yesu! Kuminemu!
Five!
Yesu!
Five!
He's
there! And they say he
has
come.
Tomorrow
they come in
the car.
Call him again! When will you ever believe he has come?
Thank you for coming. Thank you, Jesus, for your coming.
The next day, he did come. He went back.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But let's summarize because of time. That Holy Spirit in his fullness,
he
first appeared in the lampstand
in
the nation of Israel. If you come back in Uganda,
showing
the sign he promised Israel in Deuteronomy 32, verses 21,
and
make you jealous over the new nation.
He
brought back the nation of Uganda.
And
explained it before it, beyond it's ever been before.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So now you guys saw Musa.
When he first showed Moses,
in
the lampstand. Exodus
25.
Starting from verse 31-32.
Okuva esule ya 25 n'olunyiriri olwasatu mu olumu.
Exodus 25 from verse 31.
Era olikola ekikondo ne zaabu ennungi. Ekikondo kiriweesebwa. Entobo yaakyo n'omukonda gwakyo, ebikompe byakyo, n'emitwe gyakyo, n'ebimuli byakyo, biribeera bya zaabu emu nakyo.
Twogera ku kikondo kino ekyetabaaza.
The lampstand.
Obanga bw'okiraba wali
ku kikondo. Just as it's still the projector screen.
Okuva esuula ya 25 olunyiriri lwa 32.
Exodus 25:32.
N'amatabi mukaaga galiva mu mbirizi zaakyo. Amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwakyo lumu. N'amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwakyo olw'okubiri.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yamugamba akole ekikondo kyetaba.
Don't make the lampstand.
Kifubutukemu amatabi
asatu. Out of which you count three branches.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Make the seven
fruits of God.
So what the moment we are so come
is right. First, the Holy Spirit was first in Israel. When he appeared in the lampstand. Though in the latter days, he had changed that sign.
And he came
in the sign of the dove. How long Israel lived was with the sign of the lampstand. The sign of the dove.
He appeared
with the Lord Jesus.
Agenda maso kuda mokuika
obujuvu omuntu don't hide the fullness of the Holy Spirit that we can see for him.
Tuvula banga Matayo sura yoku sa.
That's why in Matthew 3
oronyo ino orekomena omukaka
verse 16
atugamba bwati,
he tells us this.
Matayo esule yoku satu nolunyirira 16
Matthew 3:16.
Awo Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa amangu ago nava mu mazzi, laba eggulu ne limubikukira. Nalaba omwoyo gwa Katonda ngakkanga ejjiba ngajjako ye onyole 17 laba eddoboozi ne liyima mu ggulu nga ligamba nti oyo ye mwana wange gwe njagala gwe nsanyukira ennyo.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
So much.
When Jesus was being baptized,
the sign
was shifted to be put in the dove.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. But that sign, I wanted to be posed.
Yes, he was with you.
But that sign of the dove,
it
doesn't differ from the lampstand.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. There is the middle line you see in the dove. And this which stretches out of it. When you look at the lampstand, it has the base. It has the base.
Those
are the sides you see on the waist of the dove. It has the one inside and that which branches off outside. The one we see the middle like this, that is the spirit of the Lord there. On the two wings aside, the first of the on the dove, we see the spirit of wisdom, of understanding, of the counsel. On the other side of the wing of the dove,
the
spirit of power, of the knowledge, and the fear of God. No dove can fly when it's not balanced, or any bird. It has to be balanced.
As
how the lampstand is balanced well. Three branches on the right hand and the three branches on the left. The Holy Spirit is in the fullness. He got him and came in the door. It's the same sign. But there he made it living.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Uganda.
All that as Uganda, it's been given us. We explain the entire world with the light of outpouring the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When the Holy Spirit was coming on Jesus, in the sign of the dove,
they measure
him, he was in his fullness. That's why he tells us in John
3.
John 3, verses
33-34.
Yokana isule yokusatu nolu njiriri olwasatu mwisatu.
John 3 from verse 33.
Akirizo kutegeza kwe nga atadeka kaboneroke ntikatonda gweya ntikatonda wa mazima. Asatu munya. Kubanga katonda gweya tuma ayogera bigambo bya katonda. Kubanga bwagabo omwoyo. Tamugerera.
Nti bwe yali agaba omwoyo eriyo gwe yatuma.
Gave the spirit the one is saying.
Mukama wafe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Bwe yali amuwa omwoyo teyamupimira.
When he gave him the spirit, he did measure.
Yamuyiwako yenna mu bujjuvu.
Forward the fullness of the spirit on him.
Oyo yava mu kikolo kya Yesu.
That's the one who came to Jesse.
Mukama wafe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Abwe twagambidwa mu Isaiah 11.
Like we told in Isaiah 11.
Nyo disoka no lokubi.
Verses 1 and 2.
Tiwali vensibu ko mu kikolo kya Yesu. Kya Yesu.
From the shoot of Jesse will come a storm.
And
upon him will be this spirit, the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of power, and the spirit of the knowledge of God, the spirit of fear of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Spirit
who was on Christ, not measured, yet filled. The spirit powered on nation Uganda. To spread the entire world. To prepare all nations for the coming of Jesus.
So, and
that word is like that.
John Mulinde.
Apostle John Mulinde.
We
gave him which led the call of the nation Uganda. When revealed him in the 1995. Prophecy of the nation Uganda. Nation on the crossroads.
We
have not been seasons of explanations, the zero
spot.
What God had told him.
But
prophecies which had moved ahead of him
in
1992, which came from Austria,
it
showed the man to head that work.
It
meant to be like Moses,
Elijah,
and David.
Okusobola okuleta
ekikondo
kyettabaasi
natandika otambula olugendo
olulwmwaka
gwa 2015-2011 katonda muyambi kulira obujjuvu bw'omwoyo
mutukuvu
nga bwantegeeza nti ndikuwa lwa kuyitibwa kwa ggwanga lya
ugandaomutwalira
uganda amulisiza
amawaso
gwe mulimu
ogwokama
nkuwa obusobozi bwonna
osobola
okunyonyoka
ekyowaliwo
ekigambo kyetujja okunyonyoka ku mulundi
ogujja
okubanga tugendagenda nga fulaga
nga
tuwubira amawanga gonna
revivalnga
naye tukolezeza
ettabaasi
kiba kitegeeza tulina okubanga tujjuziddwa omwoyo oyo nga bwali mu
bujjuvuwe
bendere yanga tetuwubazi neza
bulijjo
nga bwe tukwatirako eyeggwanga tuyingira ggwanga
lyajetukwatirako
neya uganda bamanya obalina fulaga y'ekikondo ky'ettabaaza bagiwanise waggulu
ebulisiza
amawanga yesu
yebazibweeyo
nno gyolabanga bendere
eyomanyi
fe tugikozesanga kagundi kipande ekyo nga tulaga okudda kwa mukama waffe
yesunaye
nga tanabakujja
asobose
okuyiwa omwoyo
okutegeka
era ngaomwoyo yafubutukira eno mu
uganda
mu nsi naye mu uganda nga bulamaku
yauganda
ekipande ekyo kyobadde olaba
ebbanaye
newebuuza oba
kitegeeza
mukama waffe wuli yali
ajja
naye mukujjaku
asoose
n'agoola omukono gwe n'atuma omwoyo n'alyoka asibira mu uganda ng'emigo
egy'amazaalan'ajjayo
obujjuvu omwoyo
omutukuvu
nebayibuli wansi
asobole
okumulisiza
yesu yeebazibwa
so tujja kuba tuyogera
ekitugeraba
tutereko katono ku voice
eyo
This nation and the church from what it is today. It is going to break many things that has been barriers to this work. It is going to change everything and glory his name.
Yes,
yagamba
nti okufukibwa kw'omwoyo omutukuvu
obujjuvu
bwekugenda kukyusa ebintu
bingi
okugjawo getuyita amaggwa
n'ebiremesa
mu kkubo
ey'okugulumiza
erinnya lya
mukama
tetugaanye mu kaseera
kano
ng'eggwanga lya
uganda
tulina emitawaana
ago
ge maggwa gayogera
kaeekkubo
ebiremesa ebibadde
munaye
ng'agamba
nti
katika amazzi oyiwa
omuoba
yakisuubiza mutume mulinde
nti
bwe kiribala okubaawo buli ekiriba kiyimiridde
mukkubotekigenda
sigalawo ekintu kiri kimu kye tulina okukola ngaffe abategeddeko
kukwatagana
buli omu kyalinawo
tusimbe
wali
tivi
bwena amala okugendawo ebisigadde birekere mukama omugambe nze mmaze
okukolaoba
toli mu ekyo
yangu
ngambe
nze
nina
obukadde
bwange
10
oba 10
oba
nina poloti
njibawa
mugyezirize ndigireeta nga nsiimye naye kakati njireese
njibawoze
njibawoze
tuteekewo
tivi yeggwaeno tivisi
yasi
yange ya uganda
for uganda
kuyitibwa kwa uganda ate nga ye banno bonna abatannaba
kumanya
naye bwe tuneetuulako
fe
tuli kaakano mu kusaanyawo
balibo
tebafunanko wadde n'okunyonyolwa nga
bunyonyolwaababadde
ku lusozi bwafunayo
okunyonyolwa
nabo singa banaafuna
okunyonyolwa
nga bw'otegeera nawe bagala
obategeera
naye kati gwe mukama gwe gwasindisa
mukusooka
obakwatireko
ate ne
katonda ali wali eratunuli
ddala
tuyita tujja kubaayo n'olukuŋŋaana mu maasa lwakutuula kusala ntoto za togenda kulemera
ky'olinawo
mukama waffe yesu yasooka n'agezesa
abatume
ikoba batume essula ey'okola
Show
them, get what you have.
There
to bring in the work of God. I am going to bring
the
God
gave
them back. None of them was in
the same team.
But he tested their hearts to see.
But never got to some over the same by
the last signs.
Over the same over
the signs which show the cold recent season.
Over
the signs which mark the coming of Jesus.
Well, I saw Isaiah 19.
I tell
you, we're going to
be in the Matthew 24.
We would have got to come off the
watch show the coming of Jesus.
We would have got to Christmas. We would
have show the fulfillment
which is the together summary
in the which we have to discover.
Put your summary up tomorrow. Summary to summary to summary.
After studying, we are not to study any heading else.
But it is over again. The rock
will not the John of heaven.
To turn it out to TV and take away.
Begin to see how the television is to be put. How are we to release
books?
How are videos to be released?
If we see us
begin, the sign which we are put by God,
show
the fulfillment of Uganda's soul and the coming of Jesus. You know, we no more study. We
started
all that till we've implemented it. The journey of heaven will have stopped by then.
Still,
we shall no more study them by then. Are we together? Now, do we study alone? Is it you only enjoying? Don't want your colleagues to know.
You
want us to keep moving as we leave them. They will trouble you. We need to call them, go with us once.
Don't
we are repeat ahead from them. Let's finish this speech.
He said, the time has come when my hand is going to open the borders of Uganda. I do not know what exactly that means. I do not know how he going to do it. I can't even imagine how open borders are like.
God told him he was going to open borders of Uganda.
And we preach
nations and they to come.
Those
seasons the apostle Molinde tried it. But those he sent in the nations
had
no standard of understanding the expected from them.
And he
sent them in Bible colleges to study in the America and in England. And they failed. And they went to marry the old women and the men out there. And they worked in the homes of the elderly people. Others went to be beggars on the streets.
But
this time we are not going to do harsh things.
I know you're going to be sent again when you know
what to do in the name of Jesus.
But he said, you will have an open nation, for I am going to bring many people from all over the world.
He said is to bring many people from all over the world.
But
the problem which has been, those people have come on the prayer mountain. But the problem, they didn't find anything moving on. And some of them will speak with them, those who come here.
Even
as those who have been on the prayer mountain.
We
have connections with people abroad. And they say, we came with much hope.
Come
from there is the great knowledge of God. But we found there nothing. And we found it's us who have meant to help them rather. Now
we
would have helped them in the money. But
we
are meant to have knowledge and give us knowledge and understanding.
People who are suffering, people with heart ages, people who have come to the end of themselves.
He's going to bring people. Those who have searched and they have gotten tired. They have seen troubles. They have fought God yet they have not seen him. Yet they come here and know the hope is here.
Welcome into this nation. For I will make this nation a living fountain where the riches of my peace will be flowing.
He said,
make this nation a nation of streaming, flowing of streams of living waters.
We speak
of the flow of the spirit who is living, the spirit of peace.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
he says the flow of that river. It will bring the flow of peace. Yeah, we know.
Psalms 51:12.
God restore the joy of salvation and sustain me with the spirit of liberty.
And he says in
2 Corinthians 3:15-17
that
the Lord is the spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Truly
the pouring of the spirit of the nation meant to bring peace.
God passed
through His excellence over Kawudam 7. And he passed through the political system to put peace in place. After church would have stood, it was what was meant to strengthen the peace when it passes the Holy Spirit.
But
it's the time, brethren, we as church to first get that peace. That's when you reach here, you leave the luggage and the burdens aside. The toilings you put it aside. Ask how to get grace in the name of Jesus. That is what we shall understand.
You
tell us, carry my
burden.
We shall tell them, put them aside, which we put them aside.
When people from different nations shall come to this water, they will receive it. And their heads will receive peace.
Yes, praise Jesus. That those people who have the house of the Holy Spirit, they will come on this river. When they will have drunk the Holy Spirit, they will go back with peace. And they will enjoy salvation. They
are seeing
the goodness of God.
He is hiding
the greatness of the great work of God.
They will be strengthened. They will rise up under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. They will return home with the fire of the Holy Spirit.
They will return their nations
in
the appeal of the Holy Spirit. Do you know what is going
to
come
next?
They will come here, they will not live for years.
And they will live here
with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And
they
are about to go beyond those who get them.
You
sit their ways. They will come and sit.
And he
will do everything possible for the work to move on. For
he's
the one who prepared himself for them.
Many will look to this nation for their solutions. The wise of the world, the powerful of the world. And they will come down here to seek counsel from men and women of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He says many different nations, the wise of the world, the politicians of the world, they will come. Those who are called the powerful of the world.
I
will praise them.
He
is to seek the counsel of God in
Uganda.
And to the servants of God in Uganda. If you don't
feel
the spirit of counsel, what will you give them?
Must
be the spirit of wisdom and knowledge.
They are
standard them. All the ways of the world.
The journey
of heaven.
We learn
the wise things.
And
they have to ask them just. Those to ask us. I told you the wise of the world.
But NASA and
scientists of the NASA,
they will come
and say, how does the world rotate? You open. You tell them it rotates like this. The sun, you see it? It was rotating
anti-clockwise.
And it changed it 80 to clockwise.
And you rise up
beyond those in the stars and the sky. Ask you what you know about a human being. You bring up Hebrews 4:12. I must separate the spirit and the life before I touch the body. What God is doing in us.
And it
is still
joking.
Worked with it for years.
Nze manje kila sani yaga dechi manyazi.
Yezo kwa chumi chemani. Why whatever I know I release it.
I made you pay how much? Everything is
free.
Come buy with nothing to buy with.
You know
how much it takes to pay in the Bible calling to teach you, but they teach you wrong things. But here God's Spirit has given us.
And
you call the wise, the powerful, coming to seek counsel from the ministers of God and their wives.
The
wisdom of God,
in
the understanding of God, the counsel, the power,
okumanya,
the knowledge, the
mukama,
fear of God, in your field. They began to inquire from us. And they called his excellency Yoweri Museveni. And they inquire from him.
But prophets
around him corrupted his mind. Don't you think there's something else troubling the nation?
In the church,
lessons, the world in it enters all things.
As
pastors are fighting, what do you expect the world to be on?
I will open the borders of this nation, because I am going to rise up men and women of this land, and I will send them to the nations of the world with a flag of revival. And wherever they go, people shall flock amid them, not because of what they are, but because they will see Christ in them.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, he was good.
He promised us, he told Apostle John Molinde, I'm going to raise my ministers, the men and the women, and I'm to send them in the nations. But when they hold the flag of revival, we shall come back and get explained of that word. What revival means what? And that flag means what?
Revival.
We call it the New Testament. There is no any other revival we can make.
Because
if there wasn't mistakes in the Old Testament, they wouldn't have brought New Testament. No revival else you're going to make. It was made once, it's what we
call
it. This revival came correct all mistakes with it in the Old Testament.
It, what
made come back correct mistakes we've made.
What
we call revival.
Revival
is the New Testament. We revived the Old Testament. Those who spoke of revival, they didn't know what they spoke of.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. But we shall get explained on the other day. After we've understood that revival, wherever we shall go, people will flock around us so much.
Not
because you are so elevated, you have everything of the world, but because Jesus is sat in you. How? When we are in him, and his words abide in us,
so we shall
come back and explain that word on the next Sunday. God bless you. Thank you for coming.